everybody.
Happy New Year.
It's 2012 now.
Yes.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And we are in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The world's going to end this year.
Yeah.
According to the Mayans, mm-hmm. who are very reliable. That's why they're still around.
Yeah. It's big talk.
So, since last week, it has become 2012. What did you do for New Year's, Orion?
I didn't do shit, Kyle.
Yeah.
Here's what was going to happen. I was going to hang out with Kyle and John.
Mm-hmm.
But,
my roommate, John.
Roommate, John. And Aldi and I were my fiance. But it fell through because our babysitter, Aldi's mom...
Is a bitch.
Is a bitch. Yeah, mm-hmm. bailed on her agreement to watch our kid. And, yeah, so we just sat at home and... Did nothing.
Yeah.
A whole lot of nothing. We lit sparklers.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. I saw pictures of Aldi like with sparklers.
3 a.m. It's like, we bought these fucking things. They were dirt cheap. And I'm like, let's go light them up. And Aldi brought the camera, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the cheapest fucking sparklers. Like, I don't know if it's been too long. And I like time is like slowed down when you're a child. But these things lit up and were out in maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Which...
I read something not too long ago.
Done. I'm like, wait a minute.
I had noticed, and I'm sure lots of people, like most people have noticed, that as you get older, time does seem to go by faster. Like I remember when I was a kid and summer vacation, I had no real concept of time, and summer vacation at school was like, what, 3 months?
Yeah.
And it felt like a whole, like a year of school and then a year of vacation.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like forever. So yeah, and then like when I got into high school, summer vacation seemed like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
like what? And school's that was coming like, back.
That
Fuck!
Was the first time I really noticed, you know, that time seemed to be speeding up. And I read something somebody had said, and I don't know if this is why or not, but it kind of made sense to me that as you get older, as you have lived longer, your life gets longer. You know, like when I was 5 years old, I had only lived for 5 years.
Yeah.
So 3 months out of that 5 years was a much greater percentage of my life than it is when I'm 25.
Interesting,
you know,
yeah.
Or 50. So I don't know if that actually has anything to do with why it feels that way, but it could be. It kind of makes sense.
I wondered that.
Me.
Yeah.
Like a minute at that point, by comparison, is so much smaller a fraction of your life.
Because what boggled me was when you're having fun, you know, time flies.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun. And when you're a kid, you're always having fun. So why wouldn't it fly by? Just, whoa, I'm 18 already. What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
But no, it's slow and it gradual. And I was always wondering why. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Less worry, less stress, less responsibility.
I had this whole last week off from work. So I guess by comparison, I was having fun because I wasn't at work.
Yeah.
But I didn't do shit this whole week. And the week really did seem to fly by.
Isn't that weird? You get older, you don't do shit, and that's fun.
Yeah, like, well, by comparison.
Yeah, by comparison.
It wasn't, some parts of it were fun, but...
I didn't do shit this week. It was awesome.
I did a lot of sleeping, like more than... Like, it makes sense to me. I expected to do a lot of sleeping this first couple days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that's just, I've been at work this whole time. My sleep schedule is all fucked up because I'm a night owl. I don't sleep well at night. I want to be up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I work a job that requires the exact opposite of me, to sleep at night like a human and then wake up at 6 a.m. So I expected, you know, because of all of that, to be a bit behind on my sleep and to sleep like crazy for a couple days. But then I expected it to be, to kind of level out. But I was tired the whole fucking time.
Jesus.
Like I'd be sitting here and I'd be like, I just got up. It's like noon. And I'm like, I might go back to sleep. Like I sit at the computer for an hour and I'm like, no, this isn't working. This isn't working out. You know, I made an effort. I tried. I'm going back to sleep.
Man.
And then I'd sleep again till like, you know, 4 or 5 in the afternoon, evening.
Yeah.
And then finally actually get up. But yeah, you missed our New Year's party, which my roommate John had, it was his idea, and he had made a Facebook invitation or event or whatever that he sent out to people. And going by that event, you would have thought that it would have been me and John and his girlfriend, and maybe, like you guys were a maybe, even though you had told us closer to it that you were definitely going to come.
We were planning on it.
Because you thought you'd figured it out with Aldi's mom, and she turned out to be a horrible bitch and decided she had... What was she doing? She went to Aldi's grandma's house?
Yep. To look after her, yes.
Yeah, so... what you told you were telling me about this before the show. So yeah. What you told me was that all these mom, while you guys were out, like at work or something, called up all these aunt who normally watches all these grandma.
Because their grandma's old as shit.
Yeah, she needs a caretaker.
Can't feed herself, can't bathe herself, all that shit.
Yeah. So all these mom calls up all these aunt and says, hey, I'm gonna come by and watch grandma or mom, I guess, or whatever tonight. And so then all these aunt, thinking she had a replacement or whatever, you know, basically a babysitter for the grandma, went and made plans, which then unintentionally on the aunt's part puts you guys in a shitty position because you couldn't even talk all these mom, like you couldn't be like, you bitch, you said you'd watch the baby tonight. Because
we
now,
couldn't even like be like, well, fuck you and just leave. Like, what are you going to do? You know,
right.
You have to watch her.
Because now you're screwing over the aunt because she didn't have any idea. I'm assuming that that she didn't know that you guys
in
had
some
plans.
Way. Yeah. But
what was I saying? Oh, but you missed the party.
Yeah. It was going to be low key from what I could see, you know, a few
people, but then a shit ton of people ended up showing up. It ended up being, it had to be like, John, I think said 30 people.
Damn.
Just milling about in our 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
And nobody was in the bedrooms, you know, we're all in the living room. It was pretty nice, except that I didn't know anybody except for John and his girlfriend. And I had kind of met like one other person that showed up. And
that's a little awkward.
Yeah, I sat on the couch and was very, very quiet for the first while.
Yeah.
But I had, being New Year's, I had decided, you know what? I'm going to get some booze.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So I walked down to the liquor store earlier that night. A liquor store I never ever go to because it used to be kind of scary to me. It always felt like there was some kind of shady deals going down in that place. I don't know if you've been there recently. They kind of revamped the whole thing.
They did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I went in there and I bought a 40 of Old English.
Oh, God, that's the worst. Why would you do that? Who talked you into that?
Nobody. I decided I was going to buy a 40
they
of Old English.
They have several varieties. Why would you get that one?
Well, why is it the worst? Well, is it the worst because it tastes bad?
I don't know what it is. That's the only like malt liquor I've ever thrown up on.
Mm.
I've drank my fair share of 40s. They're delicious. Get me drunk quick. But that one, I had one, and this was during my like, man, I high tolerance days, you know?
Yeah, you were drinking every night.
And I threw up over and over just after one. And after that, I was like, this is bad news.
Weird.
Never touched it again.
Well, so my thinking at the time was a 40 of malt liquor has a decent amount of alcohol in it. It'll get me drunk.
Oh, yeah.
But it's better than buying like a 6-pack or a 12. Well, a 6-pack I could probably handle, but like a 12-pack or a 24-pack or something and sitting there drinking them, losing track of how much I've drank, getting crazy. So I got this 140 in a pack of smokes, and they gave me a free lighter with my pack of smokes, which was nice.
Nice. For a shady, crazy, dirty, dark-ass place.
Yeah, they revamped the whole thing, and it doesn't seem shady and dirty and dark to me anymore. And now white people work there. So
what's going on?
They gave me one of these like crackhead lighters that like makes an audible sound when you light it. Like, I don't know if you could really hear that, but it makes this like sound.
Jesus.
The first couple of days I had it, the flame was like 3 inches long. Anyway, so I got that. I walked home and I drank it down pretty fast once the party started.
Yeah, because nerves are, you're on edge. Yeah.
I went and got it out of the fridge and I drank it down pretty fast. Not really because I was nervous, but because I was being shy or whatever and quiet. And I drink pretty fast anyway.
That's true.
Yeah. If I'm not running my mouth, I got nothing to do with it except pour liquor or not liquor, malt liquor down it.
Yep.
And I was fine. I started to loosen up. Then everybody left.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Just as I was starting to feel like ready to talk to everybody, most of the people left. But there were still two guests, John, myself, and John's girlfriend. And we decided to play a game of Taboo.
Mm.
And this, I think, is the part you missed out on the most. Because the rest of the party was really just people standing around talking about Doctor Who.
Yep.
And a couple of people in prom dresses because they were going to another New Year's party where there was a prom theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty much that. It's everybody standing around talking about Doctor Who and dressed for the prom. And then most of the people left and we started a game of Taboo. And it was boys versus girls. I'm sorry. There were three guests and John, myself, and John's girlfriend. So it was 3 versus 3, boys versus girls, and boys won by 1 point. So it's nice to have finally scientifically proven that men are better than women.
Yeah.
They were actually kicking our asses for quite a long time. You know how to play Taboo?
No, I don't.
It's
I was just about to ask.
You get a card and nobody else can look at your card. And it has a word at the top that you have to get everybody else to guess.
Okay.
And then there's a bunch of words underneath that that you're not allowed to say while trying to get the other people to guess.
Okay.
So like if the word was, like one word I got was panda. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember for sure what the words underneath were, but it was like black, white was probably one of them. Bear.
Yeah.
Was probably one of them. Maybe yeah. endangered. You know, mm-hmm. related words that would make it easier for you to what? Get them to guess. You're not allowed to say those. So I said, these are animals that, for some reason, people can't get them to fuck. And I was surprised, actually, when, because somebody guessed it, and then they were asking what the word was, and I said it was panda, and they were like, pandas don't want to fuck? I was surprised that they hadn't heard about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a fun game.
That does sound fun.
And John tried to get me to hook up with every girl.
Oh, God damn it.
Actually, only two girls. And they both, one was married.
Of course.
And the other
John
one.
John doesn't give a fuck.
No, right. And the other one, I think, is like probably going to get engaged.
Yeah.
So they were off limits. Yeah.
They were cute, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really the party. Then everybody left.
Yeah.
So you didn't really miss out.
Well, it sounded fun.
Another thing that happened to me this week is I found out that John's girlfriend wears full pajamas like a cartoon character.
Oh, no.
Like with a top and a bottom, you know, the big baggy ones like yeah. like the kid in the Christmas Story.
Yeah.
She wears those. She has like 30 pairs of them.
Oh,
they're
man.
Kind of awesome. She has one pair I had not seen because I've only seen the one pair.
That goes against everything that has, I
like,
believe in.
It has breakfast foods all over it. It has like bacon and eggs and stuff on it. I learned that this week.
Did you ever ask her, like, why?
No. Do you need a reason
yeah,
to wear crazy pajamas?
I'm curious.
I didn't think people really did that, but apparently yeah. they do. Yeah, my week was really uneventful. I got an email from my dad. I talked about this last week, where my dad wanted me to help him with a project.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of vague about it last week because I didn't want to get into it. I didn't want to give away my dad's secrets, and I didn't want to...
You didn't want to bash it.
I didn't want to bash it. I was afraid I would do
that.
Talk
about something, especially when it involves art.
I tend to nitpick it and stuff, yeah. and I didn't want to do that. My dad asked me to work with him on this project. I'll tell you what it was. It was a board game.
Yeah.
My dad is designing his own board game, and there will be four players, four pieces, game pieces, and they will be colored. There will be a red one, a green one, a blue one, and a yellow one. And what my dad wanted me to do is... design characters that would correspond to each of the game pieces.
Yeah.
And I kind of asked him, like, what is this for? Is this for like box art, or what do you actually want me to do? And he said, well, yeah, I guess, I don't know really at this point, but, you're pretty good at this kind of stuff. You can bang it out pretty quick,
yeah.
which I think is overestimating my skills. But, he wanted me to design these characters. So he gave me descriptions of them. He said, the red guy, it's kind of a burly, sort of older, gruff sort of gentleman with a mustache,
mm-hmm.
Kind of grumpy.
Grumpy, yeah.
So, and that guy's name is Red.
All right.
The blue guy was sort of a sad sack, mopey kind of guy, and his name is Blue, spelled B-L-U. The yellow guy, his name is Yeller, and at first my dad said, you know Mater? And I did know what he was talking about, but it's really funny to me that he didn't clarify at all. He was talking about Mater from the Cars movies, yeah, the tow truck yeah. that's voiced by Larry the Cable Guy. He said, yeah, I pictured Yeller with like buck teeth, kind of like that, kind of goofy. So at first I was thinking hillbilly. Then something he said later made him sound like more of a nerd. I think he said something about like glasses with tape on the
yeah.
The bridge or whatever.
It's very classic nerd.
So I asked yeah. him, are you talking about like a nerd or a hillbilly? And he said, more of a nerd.
Because they're totally... different things.
I'll get to this in a minute, yeah. but I think my dad doesn't know what a nerd is. I think my dad like saw the movie Revenge of the Nerds, and I think yeah. he just was like, look at all these fucking retards. I don't think he got like what a nerd Jesus. Is. A nerd is like a really socially awkward but intelligent
yeah.
guy with nerdy interests, like mm-hmm. tabletop role play gaming and stuff like that. You know, computers. That's what a nerd is. I think my dad thinks a nerd is just a I don't know, like kind of a wienery idiot.
Yeah.
I think that's what my just dad thinks idiot. Nerds yeah. are. Anyway, and then the green one is a girl named Envy. And that's the only thing my dad told me about the girl named Envy. It's a girl named Envy.
Yeah, you need to know how old.
And one other thing that he told me that I remember being kind of odd was he said, I was thinking they might have legs and feet like the Smurfs.
Okay.
So I'm picturing like, these, I'm getting kind of vague images of cartoon characters in my head.
Yeah.
And that's all he told me. That's the guidelines he gave me. So, all right, I sat down, I did a couple sketches. I did a sketch of each character. I did one of the red guy that was pretty much a full body sketch. And then I did face sketches of the other three. And I emailed him back with these sketches. And I said, you know, I haven't done a whole lot, but I want to get your opinion on these. And he comes back with an email and he says, let me pull this up. He says, well, to be honest, they're not exactly what I was looking for. Red, in my mind, looks like the actor Wilford Brimley. And then he says...
Then he's dead on, though.
Then he says, kind of junky. And I think he means chunky, but I don't know. Junky? What does that mean?
Yeah.
But with an Indiana Jones kind of hat, two pistols, a whip, jeans, adventurer, and a body like the game, like a game pawn shape. So now he's getting real specific. He wants the guy to have a hat and jeans and a whip and two pistols. He wants him to look like Wilford Brimley. And he wants his body to be shaped like a game piece. He didn't tell me any of this shit the first time.
Yeah.
He just said, oh, he's kind of a gruff guy with a mustache. Yeah, kind of grumpy and older. Then he says, let me see. I'm skipping over some stuff because he's talking about the shapes of game pieces. Blue, in my mind, is kind of like red with a cowboy hat and look tall and thin with bushy sideburns.
Those are very specific details. Bushy, how the fuck would you know?
Bushy sideburns. He carries a shotgun, but what you have looks more like a Casper character. Well, yeah, because you didn't tell me anything. You get Smurf feet. I thought cartoon characters. I drew these weird, wacky-looking cartoon character guys.
Yeah.
And I really did overdo it in terms of the character traits he told me about. Like, he told me the blue guy was, like, kind of a sad, mopey sort of guy.
Yeah.
So he looks real sad in a cartoony kind of way. It sounds to me like what my dad's asking for is a more realistic rendition of, like, people, right? He's asking for jeans and hats and shotguns.
Realistic,
and whips,
but they look
sideburns.
Like Smurfs. Yeah.
Well, let's keep going. Yeller is supposed to be kind of nerdy, but not full-blown retard like Simple Jack.
Jesus.
That's what he said about my drawing I sent him.
Jesus.
He said I drew him full-blown retard like Simple Jack. But this is what I'm talking about. Kind of nerdy, but not full-blown retard like Simple Jack. So my dad thinks nerdy means retard, just not full-blown retard. He would wear the same cowboy/adventure outfit, gun, magnifying glass, etc. So it's a nerdy cowboy with a gun and a magnifying glass.
See, he's taking from other characters now.
And his hat is more of a British style, small, roundish kind of hats that were worn back in the Old West, if you know what I mean. So this is like super specific.
He's got
costumes down and everything.
Jesus.
The way I drew the characters, I will put the picture of the sketch I did in the forums. The way I drew the characters, they're kind of like half clothed but half not clothed. Yeah. Like they're kind of naked, but like their feet are kind of floppy, like they're wearing socks.
Which is what you would do if it's a rough and you weren't given many specifics.
Well, I was imagining, you know, like the Grinch or the Smurfs, although the Smurfs wear pants and hats.
Yeah.
But, you know, something kind of just, it's a cartoon character. It's kind of all one color.
Yeah.
And I was going to color, I didn't color them in the sketches, but I was going to color their skin the color that they are.
Yeah.
Like the red guy was going to be all red and the blue guy was going to be all blue. So now it sounds to me like he's asking for like people, you know, like now I'm picturing in my head like almost oil paintings or watercolor paintings of like dudes, cowboys. Okay, let's see. His chipped tooth would be subtle. My dad spelled subtle wrong, but his chipped tooth would be subtle. I was wrong in making a comparison to Mater. Their arms, and this is where it gets real fucking weird to me. Because my dad's asking for these cowboys, right?
Yeah.
In jeans, whips, hats, sideburns. But he also, I don't know if you remember, he also said he wants their body to look like the shape of a game piece. And
where I'm getting lost.
Yeah, I don't see how those things...
the complete opposite of like legs, pants, like game pieces are simpler, smoother, like a Smurf, more cartoon.
Yeah.
They're not as detailed. What the fuck?
He wants a game piece with jeans on? Okay. So then he says their arms and legs would be like Mickey Mouse Disney style. So now I'm picturing like black sticks with white gloves.
Yeah.
So he wants them to have, he wants them basically to be shaped like bowling pins with black sticks and white gloves for hands, wearing jeans, carrying whips and guns, having sideburns, hats, all this weirdness. Envy, maybe her look would be more like the female cowgirl from Toy Story 2, which again doesn't look anything like anything he's describing.
He's got this cowboy theme going.
Yeah.
That would have been
a cowboy. Kind of important. He never mentioned the cowboy theme to me in the first place. I do appreciate your effort and I like your style, so I hope you don't give up on me yet. Sorry for being too George Lucas critical.
Shit.
That's pretty much the end of this. The email goes on and on and on and on and on about his game. The game is called Paranoid Pawns.
Yeah.
That's what he's calling it. Pawns, like the game pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And paranoid, I guess, because they're kind of out to get each other. The way the game works, you know, you're all competing.
Mm-hmm.
So when he told me that, and he was picturing a scene in his head, he told me, of them like coming out of a cave. There's no cave involved in the game, or at least there wasn't before. Now he's kind of got this, he renamed the game. It's like Paranoid Pawns and the Adventure and Dead Man's Diamonds or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's got this like adventurer theme that he didn't tell me anything about. But before, when he said they were coming out of a cave, I had no idea why. And he said they're all kind of looking out for each other. And I was like, well, it's called Paranoid Pawns. Like they're out to get
each other. To get each other.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know. I didn't really think about that. So I don't know.
I'd give up, Kyle.
Why I didn't want to talk about it last week, because I was hesitant to get involved in this. Because for one, I don't like board games.
Yeah.
And I don't really.
Well, you wouldn't even have to like them. It's like the whole, people in the graphic design field deal with this shit all the time when they have clients that don't know what they want.
Right.
Well, they want this, but they want the complete opposite. And if you could just do them both.
What? Well, I feel bad because I think my dad is like trying to involve me because he wants this to be something we can do together.
Yeah.
So I think it was supposed to be almost a sweet thing. It was a gesture and everything, but it's only pissing me off. That's the only effect this is having.
Yeah.
He's putting me to work and he doesn't like the work I did because I couldn't read his mind.
Yeah.
It is like working with a client.
Yeah.
Only it's like working with a client that is asking me for a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Cause at this point, it's like it's not like he's like, hey, I thought we could do this together. It's like he's asking me for a favor. And now he's like not happy with the way I performed the favor.
Yeah. It's no fun anymore.
Yeah.
At first it'd be like if you submitted that and he's like, I like it, maybe tweak this a little bit, but
yeah,
I like
the thing.
It.
He wants me to start over from the beginning. Yeah. He didn't like it at all. He wants the whole thing retooled. He has a completely different idea now. And if I do what he just told me, is next week he's going to come back and be like, you know what? Actually, I was thinking that they should be cats.
Yeah.
with laser whips. And I've kind of retooled the whole thing. It takes place in space now. I don't know if I mentioned that to you. So instead of like Indiana Jones hats, I was thinking like helmets. And could you give them like angel wings?
Just keep adding shit.
Yeah.
They're cowboys. They're cavemen cowboys, but space. And they look like Smurfs.
And I don't know. I haven't responded to his latest email because he sent it to me 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I was, it was 2 days ago. And I was afraid to respond to it because I was afraid that if I responded to it right then, I was kind of pissed.
You're going
to
sound mad.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what I'm going to say to him. I don't know, I guess I could give it a shot, try to draw these things that he's asking me to draw. But it's not as easy as he makes it sound. In his first, when he first talked to me, he was like, you're pretty good at banging out these character things, like better than he is. That's what he was saying.
Okay.
So he thought I could get it done quicker. It's not true. Like I'm pretty slow when it comes to this kind of stuff. The only reason whenever I draw something, the only reason it ever comes out good is because I sat there and just drew it and redrew it and redrew it and moved like shifted lines around and things
till it feels right.
Yeah. Cause I know what it's supposed to look like, but I don't just lay it down and it's in the right place the first time. I sketch and sketch and sketch and erase lines. It took me a while just to do these little sketches. And now he wants me to start over completely. And even now that he's been more specific, it's still kind of vague. He wants the guy to be a game piece, but he wants him to look like Wilford Brimley. He wants him to have an Indiana Jones hat. Like he's given me no indication of the style he wants. Like, are they supposed to be cartoon characters? Like just stylistically, are they supposed to be like what I drew? Or is he thinking something more realistic? I don't know what he's asking for.
And my big thing, just hearing it, my big issue is because he's asking, I don't know, the whole idea just, it kind of gets personal. You kind of criticize it. Like you're thinking about it and you're like, this is dumb. It was great. just keeping it kind of simple. They look like Smurfs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're all one color. They don't have fingers. They, or maybe a few fingers, but they don't have toes, just like boots. Just simple pieces.
Well, that's another thing is like, I guess what bothers me about it is two things. One is that when he asked me to do it the first time, he said, I was trying to get, like, I was asking clarifying questions and stuff. And he said, yeah, you know, it's not a real solid idea. Let's just see what you come up with.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so that was fine. But this is what I came up with. And now he's saying, yeah, that's not right at all. And he's got all these real specific ideas. Well, you should have told me them when I asked.
Yeah.
And you were the one who said, let's not worry about it. Let's see what you come up with. The other thing that bothers me is that this is like, let's say you're coming over to do podcasts mm-hmm. one night. And I call you up and I'm like, hey, would you mind swinging by Taco Bell
yeah.
and picking me up some food? And you're like, what do you want? And I'm like, ah, surprise me. And then we hang up and you show up and I get mad because you,
yeah, or, exactly. Yeah.
Not even mad, but just really critical of the fact that you didn't
like,
get
really?
The right food,
really,
even though I told you to just surprise me.
Yeah.
Like, what made you think that I would want a bean burrito, Orion? Have you ever seen me eat a bean burrito?
Yeah.
Anyway, could you go out and get me, could you go back out and get me more Taco Bell?
Ugh, how would he not know that'd be annoying? Yeah.
Well, I think he does know it'd be annoying, but I wonder if he doesn't know how annoying. Because
annoying.
He does say, you know, I don't want you to think I don't appreciate it. I'm sorry to be so critical. But but then he goes on and gives me like a weird half-assed pep talk about, I know you can do this. He gives me this weird fucking thing about drawing female characters. What does he say? I know you can do this, and female characters are just another character. Hell, draw as if you were drawing the male characters with a female face. Because I had said, the little sketch I did of Envy, the female character, mm-hmm. I didn't really like it. I had said that I didn't think it was, I didn't think it matched the style of the other ones. And I just didn't think it was as well drawn as the other ones. And I had said that, you know, I don't have a lot of experience drawing female characters and I don't feel like I do it that well. So now he's saying, just draw them like you're drawing another character with a female face. Well, that's the part I was talking about. Like the
that's
female.
What you just said.
That's the only thing I drew was the female face.
Yeah.
She is supposed to be rough and tough like the guys anyway, kind of like Annie Oakley.
Here's another thing I take issue with, because I've been asked to do like graphic work for like my brother's friends, and I ultimately just told them to fuck off because they did the same thing.
Yeah.
And one big issue I had was I knew more about printing and like paper and all this shit, and I know they don't know anything about that, but that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Like the outcome. And I'm like, what's your medium? Like, if you want a business card, I can do all kinds of shit. But if it's, you know, something tiny, I need to keep it minimalistic.
Yeah.
Minimal colors, you know, and this is why. And I'd explain that. And they'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Just do this. And it was never good enough. And I'd give them 10 ideas, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it. Something more like this. And they draw something in MS Paint that looked like shit.
Well, you know what? Actually, not to completely disagree with you, but I kind of wish when people ask me for stuff like that, because every once in a while it happens. Somebody finds out I can draw and they want me to design something for them or to draw something for them because they don't have the skill to do it themselves. But I like it when they give me a sketch, even if it's crap.
Yeah.
Because it gives me something to work from, because I don't know what's in your fucking head.
Yeah.
And when they have real specific ideas, because a lot of times they do,
mm-hmm.
and they just want me to get what's in their head and take it out and put it down.
Yeah.
If you can give me a sketch, even a crappy one, that gives me something to work from.
Yeah.
So I kind of wish my dad had done that. And the funny thing about this whole thing is that my dad could totally do this. My dad draws really well, like probably better than I do. He's actually really good at drawing. But I think he's out of practice, or I don't know if it's just that he wanted to get me involved. But I totally agree with you on like the medium stuff. People never think of that. Even my dad, like I asked him, you know, like, what are we doing here? Is this going to be
exactly?
Is this going to be like box art, or is it going to be something that appears in a manual?
How's this going to be made?
Yeah, how's it going to be presented? Is it going to? Is this? I'm assuming this is going to be something that's going to be printed in some form.
Yeah.
So it's going to be. It's going to have to be pretty high res. Were you thinking like vectored art so it can be resized to whatever you need, or something actually drawn? And he kind of told me, yeah, it's up to me.
Yeah.
So I knew it had to be high res, the finished project or product, but he wouldn't have told me that. Like, are these just character sketches? Are we going to do like actual artwork later, but we just kind of want to get the characters down? Mm-hmm. And that's when he started telling me about the scene of them coming out of a cave. I'm fucking glad I didn't draw four people coming out of a cave, this whole composition, all colored and beautiful, for him to turn around and go, no, they're cowboys.
God damn.
I'm glad, because I wasn't going to send him a progress sketch and get his opinion on it.
Yeah.
I was just going to do up the picture he wanted.
Yep.
I'm really glad I didn't do that.
Jesus.
Anyway, so that's me and my dad not syncing up this week.
Nice. That's frustrating. Jesus.
So what's up with you?
Well, my dad came out the other day and...
Ooh, more dad stories.
Dad stories. Yeah.
It's a dad kind of week.
And... He showed up and he wanted to immediately go to like a hardware store, like Lowe's or Home Depot or what have you, and get a garage door opener. So
for you or for him?
For me.
Okay.
So we did. And I'm like, you know, I really don't need this. You know, I don't mind, because we have a garage at this house I'm renting. And he's like, oh man, it's a world of difference. When you get a garage door opener, you just push a button. Oh my God, it opens up.
It's a weird thing to do to a person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I really don't need a garage door. Yes, you do.
And in my head, I'm kind of like, you know, you're here. You never see your grandson. Can't we just hang out for the day?
Yeah.
All right. We'll just work out in the garage all day.
Haven't you said before, though, that you think your dad makes up reasons to come out, kind of, because he feels like if he's coming out just to hang out, there's something wrong with that?
I know.
Like, he has to have a reason.
He's got to fix something or help me with something.
Yeah.
But anyway, we go out and we get that, and it was an all-day project because there's millions of pieces. The instructions suck. There's wiring, like hardcore. It's not like a plug and play type device, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you assemble it, you plug it in. No, there's like wiring involved. You got to strip wires. Like, you open the manual.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But so this is like a whole electrician's project.
There's a fucking page of tools you'll need that hopefully you have, because if you don't, it's like hammers, wire strippers, all these different wrenches and all this shit.
Did your dad bring any tools out with him?
When we bought the garage door, he picked up like a cheap set, you know, of wrenches and all that stuff. And it worked out and it's awesome. But he also brought out a snowblower, which sounds awesome because I, you know, have this responsibility. I have to shovel the driveway and the sidewalk, or I could be cited with a fine. I don't know. So he brings this snowblower out, and they're fucking expensive, but it's almost as old as I am. And I'm thankful as fuck.
Right.
He got this thing to work after many, many, many years, I guess. But it's so fucking loud.
Yeah.
And it smokes. Hey, it's a snowblower. And as soon as he showed up, before we went to go get a garage door opener, he's like, let's check out the snowblower. We whip it out. Start her up. Oh, before you start her up, you know, make sure you push the primer button. And make sure the choke's up a little bit. And I'm totally ignorant to this shit, okay?
Yeah.
So I know I've seen choke before, but what does it mean and what am I doing? And anyway, I get it started up and it's loud as fuck. There's smoke. It works. But I feel like an asshole. Like, all the neighbors are looking at me like, what is that racket?
Yeah.
That is something going to explode? God.
Yeah.
So... And my dad, for people that don't know, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, one example, during the summer, he has a pair of shorts that he cut himself from jeans.
Okay.
And there's holes in them and shit. There's paint all over them. And he just wears them out because they're functional.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy. If it works, hey, why not?
Sure.
He doesn't give a fuck what people think. He looks crazy in them. They're ridiculous. You can almost see his balls. There's a hole by the crotch.
So they're like short shorts?
And they're short shorts. Yeah, nice. They're way up there.
That's a total... Not to interrupt your story, but there are pictures of me, like baby pictures almost, like real young.
Yeah.
And my dad sitting on a couch. It's one of those really old, might have been Polaroids even, where everything is kind of brown for some reason. You know those real old photos?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's my dad wearing nothing but tiny cut-off jean shorts, holding baby me.
No shirt.
Yeah, no shirt, no shoes, just these tiny, tiny jean shorts holding baby me sitting on this couch.
Yeah.
That just screams late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, God.
Anyway, it's something to do with dads from that generation.
Oh, yeah.
They love the tiny cutoff jean shorts. I don't know if it's because they're all secretly gay.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on with your story.
But yeah, so I got this snowblower, and thank God. I'm appreciative. It's awesome.
Snowblower. At first I was picturing a leaf blower. Snowblower is like a push thing, like a lawnmower. Right?
Yeah, yeah. It has flaps. Yeah, it just scoops the snow and spits it out.
Yeah.
But so there was that. That was kind of awkward because it was so loud. Then we went out and got the garage door opener, and that was a little awkward because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And he basically did the whole thing for me. And this was expensive. Like he paid for it. Like assembled it.
The garage door opener.
I was helping him position it because it's heavy and lifting it up while he bolted it. But
he's stripping the wires.
All the work.
Yeah.
And I feel like such a shit son. It's like a male bonding experience times two because it's you and your dad.
Yeah.
And here I am. I don't know anything. He's talking to me about this stuff. I don't know anything about it. It's like having a kid and you know a lot about cars and you're trying to show him how to fill the gas tank at a gas station. He just doesn't get it. And
You're
thinking, what a fucking faggot.
was he really trying to tell you though? Or was he just kind of doing it and going like, you know,
he was really
like with the snowblower, like you got to do the thing with the choke.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really tell you what that means or anything. He's just like, oh, you got to do the thing with the choke.
He was trying to explain it.
Okay.
But I'm a visual learner. You can't tell me shit.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was a little awkward. Then when we were out getting the garage door opener, he's like, well, you live on like a little side street and they got to plow that shit. Chances are, and it's not guaranteed, but they're going to send you a notice saying you got to park on a certain side of the street and you don't want to do that. You got this other car. Let's get that parked, you know, on the lawn over by the garage. Like you go up the driveway, there's a garage and beside that there's grass, you know, behind the house. And my landlord parked there, I guess. And so he thought, cause I told him about this and he thought it'd be okay. So he's like, let's get some 2x4s that we can lay on the lawn and you can just drive up on those boards.
Okay.
And
is this a car you're not currently using?
Not primarily. Yeah.
So it's just kind of sitting there.
Yeah.
Okay. But does it run?
Yeah.
So you could. Okay.
For the most part. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering if this was going to end with you leaving this car someplace and then having to move it and he's gone and you can't move the thing.
No.
Okay.
But the big kicker was we were at this place and there were these two guys that worked there and he's trying to explain to them what we're doing. And he's like, should we use a particle board? You know, plywood or just 2x4s, how big? And he's talking to these guys and I have no idea what they're saying. They're using lingo that I've never heard before, you know.
Okay.
Lumber lingo. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything about lumber lingo.
He's kind of getting advice from them and turning to me and like, what do you think? And I'm like, I'm giving him that I don't fucking know look. I have no idea. And then he made a comment to them like, I don't know the quote, but he basically said, my son's a dumbass.
Wow.
You know, he doesn't know any of this shit. Fuck you.
My dad knows a lot of like woodworking stuff. Like, I don't know if he's self-taught. I think his dad taught him. Because when I was a kid, my dad was building us this playhouse at one point.
Yeah.
And it was kind of this project. His brother had just died. And so my grandpa would come over and they would work on this playhouse. And it was kind of a project for them. I think it was sort of almost part of the grieving process, you know, trying to do something together and just to keep their minds off of it and that kind of stuff. And I think my dad wanted me to help them and they're doing all this woodworking.
Yeah.
And they're both doing it and they're both, you know.
And you're how old?
I'm like
pretty young.
11.
11. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
And he wanted me to go out there and help him with this stuff. And I don't think I fully understood that at the time. But I don't know anything about this. And I remember being out there and I don't remember them teaching me anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I think his dad taught him that stuff. But yeah, my dad knows all this woodworking and stuff. And somehow it just never got passed on to me. And I could totally see like this coming up as some like, you don't know how to do this?
Yeah.
Well, you never told me.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is supposed to?
You
like, when
idiot?
am I building a deck? You know, like How am I supposed to know this stuff?
I fucking draw. And when I'm not drawing on paper and I'm doing some hobbies, I'm Photoshopping. That's what I know. I don't work on cars. I don't use tools.
I'm a pussy.
Oh, yeah. Apparently.
I'm a pussy. I live indoors with computers.
Big old prissy faggot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Cars are scary, father.
That's the way.
Big, scary cars.
Yeah. With my dad, at least, that's the way I was raised to be. Like, maybe if he had been around, and this isn't like a blame thing, but maybe if he had been around more often when I was a kid, maybe we would have done woodworking projects and shit. But we never did. Like, and it's kind of his fault, too, because, like, I remember when I was in Cub Scouts, we did Pinewood Derby cars.
Yeah.
I did two of these. And both times, the first time my dad just took it and just ran with it. And he did his own thing.
Yeah.
He made this, it was beautiful. He made this, he made fenders out of balsa wood. The whole thing ended up with this gloss sparkle coat. It was this green, like, I don't know what kind of paint it actually was, but it was like an automotive gloss finish with little flecks of metal in it.
Damn.
He, at work, he was stamping out these, he was making stamps, like engraved metal stamps for stamping styrofoam products or something. Mm-hmm. But he took some scrap metal in his spare time at work and made a little engraved license plate that said my name.
Oh my God.
To put on the car. He put a little model, like a helicopter pilot or something in the driver's seat from a model kit. He took a little piece of, I don't know what, like maybe plastic, clear plastic from packaging or something, made a windshield for the thing. He put Porsche decals all over it.
Holy shit.
So it was beautiful. Yeah. It was awesome. It was the coolest looking car at the whole Pinewood Derby race, but I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. What's the point, really? Yeah.
So I was fine with that at the time because it looked awesome. But then the next year, I was like, you know, I had nothing to do with the last one. Can I design this one?
Yeah.
And so he let me. And I designed this ridiculous, retarded looking thing that looked like it basically looked like a NASA space shuttle. Like that was the general shape of it. It had wings and it was like kind of rounded in the front.
Yep.
And we painted it neon orange, which was my idea.
That's awesome, man.
And we put what is that guy's name? Montana Max from Tiny Toons.
Oh God, yeah.
I had a Happy Meal toy with him driving a car. So we pried him off of the toy and put him in the cockpit of this thing and it had a tail fin. It looked ridiculous. But again, he did all of the woodworking.
Yeah.
So like, I still didn't get to be a part of this. I got to be a part of the design process, but he didn't involve me in any of the man stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not my fault that you didn't teach me how to work with wood.
And that shit bugs me. Like growing up, it's like I know more, and I'm sure this goes for most people, but people's kids know more about their parents than their parents do, I think. They see their flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see my dad, like I should speak up, but he's doing everything wrong. And it makes me think like I need to do this right with my kid. Like if I know a lot about something and I want to get him involved and we'll do it together, I don't want him to feel like he's in the way. Like, oh, you don't know this shit? Because then he'll just feel like he's in the way and he should just go inside, you know, or go somewhere else. And that's how I always feel.
Yeah.
I'm in the way.
Yeah. No, I understand
that.
And
he tries to explain, but he does a bad job at it.
Yep.
So it was a mentally draining day. But I'm very thankful. You wouldn't believe how cool a garage door is. You wouldn't.
A
garage door opener. You just push a button, it fucking opens, dude.
Yeah.
I don't have to go and lift it. Oh my God.
Yeah. It sounds nice.
Snowblower, loud as fuck. But oh my God, I don't have to shovel. I haven't even bought a shovel yet. God damn.
Well, you know, luckily we've still had a really mild winter so far. We've talked about this a few times. I feel kind of dumb talking about the weather, but it is pretty like anomalous.
Kind of
like,
strange.
Yeah. Most years by now we would be blanketed in white. Yeah. Yep. And I remember years when I was a kid where I'd be out trick or treating on Halloween and it'd be snowing.
Yeah.
And everything would be covered. So by this time we really should be covered. But like we had earlier this week, like maybe I don't remember what time of week it was. Maybe it was even late last week.
Yeah.
But we got like one crazy day.
Yep.
Like it just snowed like nuts.
Yep.
But
I thought that was it. Yeah.
It hasn't really snowed since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it finally hit.
Yep. That's it.
Yep. Here's winter. Now we're fucked.
Yep.
No, it basically, it's almost melted
it went
now.
Went away. And it was nice out. I didn't wear a coat today.
It's still cold enough that like it hasn't all melted, but it's mostly melted now.
Yeah. What the fuck?
So yeah, it probably is a sign of the end times.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you don't even really need a shovel. Like I bet that day you were like, oh God, I got to get a shovel.
Oh yeah.
Now it's like, never mind.
Yep. That was cool. But
I think, man. I do get I can put myself in like the parents' shoes a little bit. Like the thing with my dad and the Pinewood Derby cars.
Yeah.
I imagine what was going through his head was,
I want my kid to look cool.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my dad and I did something. Maybe my dad let me do all the work. I don't know if he ever did Pinewood Derby cars, but like something similar.
Yeah.
My dad let me do it myself and it came out like shit. And, I lost the race. I didn't stand out. I'm going to do something really awesome for my kid. I'm going to make his car the most badass car at the whole place.
Yeah.
Of course, if that's your goal, you can't let like little 8-year-old me do it.
Derp, derp.
There's no way I would have fucked it all up.
Oh, yeah.
But it would have been a learning experience for me. But in his head, it was more important to make me look like a badass.
Yeah.
So, I can see that. Yeah. And I saw this comic online the other day. I think it's old as shit. It's probably been passed around by grandmas and emails and stuff. But in the first panel, it's like 1960 and there's a kid sitting in a chair and then a teacher behind a desk and the parents are there standing next to the kid and the parents are holding up his, like an assignment or a report card and saying, what's with this F to the kid?
Yeah.
And then in the next panel, it's like 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Same scene, but obviously more modern looking. And the parents are holding up the report card at the teacher and yelling at the teacher and saying, what's with this F? So people, and this was on Reddit, I saw it, and all these comments about, yeah, back in the day, parents weren't such douchebags. These days, they always blame the teacher. And it's true, yeah. or at least partially true. But I don't think anybody really understands why that is. It's not because little Jimmy's a superstar, special snowflake, and everybody else is shit and he's the best.
Yeah.
It's because these people, when they were kids, their parents were the ones who would hold up the report card and yell at them.
Mm-hmm.
They remember their parents being dicks. And they're probably, like my dad, when he was a little kid, they still beat kids for being naughty in school. So my dad probably remembers times, and he's not a good example because he never went and yelled at the teacher, but like these parents, they probably remember times when they got in trouble at school and got fucking smacked and it wasn't their fault.
Mm-hmm.
Like they corrected the teacher or something and then they'd go home and their parents would be mad at them.
Yep.
And they're like, when I grow up, I'm going to take my fucking kid's side on these things.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's just an overcorrection in the other direction.
Yeah.
Which was a nice rhyme on my part. But I don't think people realize that that's what causes these things. It's not that everybody's turned into a douchebag. It's that they want better for their kids, just like every generation before them. I want my kids to have better than I had.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You want to take a break? Because I just kind of...
No, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of got to a dead end. All right, break.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind, we do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm gonna kill you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
And we're back from break!
Back from break we are.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that thing you've heard a million times before, probably telling you to call into the voicemail. Because two out of the three I currently use do that.
Yep.
So call into the voicemail. You don't seem to be getting the hint. so one thing I wanted to talk about really quick. There's not a lot to talk about it. Is that Super Mario RPG Let's Play.
Yeah.
Or LP, as they say in the biz. Now that we're part of the biz, I have to use industry lingo. That my roommate John and I have been doing. We're up to 9 parts now.
Yeah.
So we're still
Holy
doing
shit.
It. So suck it, all you imaginary people who told me I couldn't. So we're still going with that. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. Go to youtube.com/idgehat. It's fun for the whole family, playing video games, swearing, talking about Niggs, Roadhouse. We talked about the old Highlander cartoon in the latest episode. But what I wanted to talk about a little bit was when you're doing something like this, you kind of got to go and like advertise it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't want to be a real douchebag and spam it everywhere.
Yeah.
But there
nobody
are places,
likes that guy.
There are places for this. You know, there are little communities built around it. There's a subreddit on Reddit called Let's Play, where people post these things. I posted it there. And actually, I wanted to mention that part just because on the Facebook and the Twitter, I asked people, I posted up the playlist of all the episodes. And I asked people if they had a Reddit account to go and upvote the post. Because I the way Reddit works, you upvote things or downvote them, depending basically on whether you like them or not. It when in the comments sections, the rules are supposed to be you upvote them or downvote them based on how relevant they are. But that's not what people do. They do what they like.
This
I don't
sucks.
Like this. Downvote. I disagree with this. Yeah. Downvote. I like this. I agree with it. Upvote. Well, it had been downvoted once. And
who
that,
the fuck would do that?
I don't know.
What kind of asshole?
The only thing I can think of is they were like, Super Mario RPG, this has been done to death. Everybody's let's played this game. So I don't want to see another one of these. Downvote.
Fuck.
And because of that, like it, the way Reddit works and the fact that that's a relatively small subreddit, it just was buried immediately by being downvoted.
Son of a
so
bitch.
So I asked people to come upvote it and they did.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And after that, it like blew up. It got it ended up with 18 comments in a subreddit where normally videos just go by with no comments at all. Oh, maybe one comment if you're lucky.
Yeah, because it's all shit.
So that's nice. But what I was going to say is I posted it there. Didn't get a ton of response from that. And you don't, like I just said, you don't typically get a ton of response there. I posted it in this place called Let's Play Forum, which is at letsplayforum.net, I think. And that I also posted way back, I posted our Let's Play Ninja Baseball Batman video there.
Yeah.
And they loved that.
Awesome.
But that was almost a year ago now. That was like 10 months ago or something.
Oh, shit. Time's flying.
Yeah, I know, right? And they are weird, like elitist at that forum.
Oh,
it's a weird.
This little, is our house.
Like little subculture. Yeah. Like
fuckers.
When I posted way back, they have this thing where there's a specific forum there where you can post your Let's Plays. Like, you know how our forum is divided into like episodes and, you know, off topic shit and creative stuff, post artwork you've made or whatever. Well, their forum is divided up like that too into different subsections. And one of them is like the place where you post your Let's Plays. But in order to do that, you have to apply for Let's Player status. They have all these fucking rules and like rituals and things you have to do. Like there's one thread where you have to post for feedback. It's just one thread. It's not even a sub forum where you post your own thread. One thread, you post a video up and they'll give you feedback. So that's where I posted Let's Play Ninja Baseball Batman back in the day. And they all told me, oh, it's great, it's great, it's great. You should just apply for Let's Player status now. But I never did because I never posted the other video. So I felt like that'd be pointless.
Yeah.
Then I came back this time. I posted one of the Super Mario RPG episodes in there. And they did not. One person, the first few people who commented didn't really say anything about it. They said, just wait for this person to come back and comment on it. So that person finally came back and commented on it. And it wasn't a scathing review. He said he said we had a giant bomb kind of thing going on with our commentary. And I don't know what that means. I kind of know what giant bomb is. It's a video game website, kind of a video game blog, but I don't know much about it. but we have a giant bomb kind of thing going on. Then he said we should cut out the battles, which I figured somebody would say. And I've cut out some of the battles in some of the videos, but it's a pain in the ass because it's John and I both sitting here talking.
Yeah.
And if we're talking over the transition into the battle, then I can't cut the battle out. Or I'd be cutting us off mid-sentence, or I'd be cutting in the middle of a battle. And that's just really sloppy editing.
And for all you know, there could be good content, you know, taking place. Good conversation taking place.
Well, it almost doesn't even matter. Like, even if we don't say anything during the battle, if we were talking over the transition into the battle or over the transition out of the battle, I can't edit it out. So I figured it's better to just talk over the battles. I mean, if you're there just to watch us play the video game, but you don't want to see the battles.
Exactly.
That's fucking weird. And if you're there just to watch us play the video game, period, like just to watch the video game, that's fucking weird.
You're in the wrong.
You got to be there for both.
Yeah.
Like that. We're not just talking over it to annoy you.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other, so that was like a criticism I expected and didn't really mind.
Yeah,
the other criticism that they had was that we uploaded it in the wrong resolution.
Jesus.
Oh boy. So the first few episodes we did were I used ZSNES. That's the emulator I used. And it had, it was a newer version and it had a video dumping capability. So basically what it does is it like, it's kind of like taking, do you know what a save state is?
Yeah.
That's like when you can save, it's basically recording the state of the game and like the machine kind of. So you can go right back to that exact spot instead of like saving your game the traditional way at a save spot or whatever.
Yeah.
basically what the emulator does for these movies is it's like taking a moving save state. Mm-hmm. Like it saves all of your inputs and everything in the state of the game, and then it'll replay that, and the movie dumping feature will replay that and like take screenshots every, it converts it into an actual AVI file or whatever. Yeah. So that's how I was doing the first few, but it kind of sucked because the quality was sort of low, and which I think was my fault because I got confused and I exported it at a different resolution than it was recorded at. Mm. So it kind of gets like distorted. But I also had trouble because sometimes the machine would kind of slow the game down while we were recording.
Yeah.
But then when it plays it back when I'm not recording and re-records all the video, it doesn't slow down. Oh, so man. Then when I'm trying to sync everything up later, ugh, it's kind of a pain in the ass. I got to edit it and stuff.
Jesus.
And we ran into a bug with that emulator where we couldn't keep playing the game. It kept crashing.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked into it. I figured out that was a bug in one of the new versions of the emulator. I found an older version of the emulator that didn't have that bug, but it didn't have the movie dumping capability. So I was looking into how to record this because I didn't want this fucking thing to die. Yeah. That happens to everything I do.
Yeah.
So I found out I could record with Fraps, which is this kind of general program that can record any game that I used it to record Minecraft.
Yeah.
It can record any game that uses DirectX, I think. Well, in ZSNES, there are only certain video modes that use DirectX, and you have to turn on triple buffering. I don't know what that means, but there are only certain resolutions you can do that in.
Gets tricky, yeah.
The one of the things they told me was to record in a true multiple of the native resolution, which means like the Super Nintendo the display is something like 256 by 240 or something weird like that.
Mm-hmm.
So record in that resolution or a multiple of that, like two times that or four times that. Yeah. So it preserves the crispness of the pixels. Fine. That makes sense to me. You don't want to stretch them out.
Yeah.
The only video mode I could record like that in was windowed or full screen at the smallest possible resolution. If I recorded windowed, it's this tiny, just dinky window.
It's too
on the
tiny.
Screen.
Yeah.
If it was just me recording, maybe I'd put up with it.
Yeah.
But not with the two of us sitting here trying to have a good time.
Yeah. That's horrible.
And when I do it full screen, because like of how Fraps does it, it ends up all blurry and larger than it's supposed to be anyway. So that's not an option.
Fuck.
So then I said that in the forums. I'm like, you know, I get what you're saying, but I'm not going to be able to do what you're telling me to do. And I also said, you know, even if I record it at the smaller native, they said, oh, because my videos, when I switched to Fraps, the videos got better in quality because I was recording them larger than they needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that means like if you go in and you watch it in 720p, you get the crisp pixels. And if you watch it in the little window, it's not a big deal. It still looks pretty good. They said, don't do that. The game doesn't play in 720p, so don't record it in 720p. It's not an HD game. It only records at this small resolution. So I said, well, if I record it at the small resolution, it'll look fine in the little window. But when you go full screen, it'll look all blurry, right? Because that's how that player works. It kind of interpolates the pixels at full screen, which makes sense for video, like actual video done with a camera. You don't want that to look all pixelated when you go full screen.
Yeah.
It's not intended for video games. Anyway,
but when you're playing this,
they said no, just no. And linked,
of course.
And the guy who said no linked to a video, a very condescending video that was private, and it was uploaded that day. So it was for me, where he explains what pixels are, and he explains what happens when you try to divide pixels or multiply pixels by not a true, like not by two or four or whatever, how it kind of averages some of them, and why it gets blurry and distorted, which made sense to me. Don't do it at a
it's like a no
resolution
shit.
That's going to stretch it. Yeah. But then, excuse me, later in the video, he's showing himself playing Super Mario Brothers, and he recorded it at a true multiple of the resolution. And he said his video that he put up, you could watch it in 1080p to illustrate his point. He said, this doesn't even look good in 1080p. So I switched it to 1080p and it looked better, a lot better.
Okay.
So I came back and I said, okay, well, you're just wrong. It actually looks a lot better. Your video saying this doesn't look good in 1080p actually looks a lot better in 1080p. And they said, just don't do it.
Jesus Christ.
Then they told me, I said what I said about which emulator I'm using and why some of their suggestions aren't going to work. And they said, well, the fact that you're using ZSNES in the first place is your first error.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah. But they didn't tell me what to do instead. So I said, thanks, that's very helpful. Then somebody came back and said I should use SNES 9X. It's another emulator. And they said it had a built-in movie recording capability. So I downloaded that and I tried to use it. And the built-in movie recording capability does work, but while it's recording, so while you're playing, mm-hmm. there's no sound. There's sound in the video that's recorded, but not while you're recording. Again, yeah. if I was doing it all by myself, I might be able to put up with that, but not for John and I sitting here having a good time.
Yeah.
and then I found out I can record that with Fraps. It apparently uses DirectX,
mm-hmm.
but it's for some reason with that emulator, it slows it way down while it's recording.
Jesus.
So I'm
basically, can't win.
I can't do what they're asking me to do. So fuck them. But they're such like dicks about it.
Yeah.
So matter of fact, so sarcastic about everything. They're not helpful. They'll just tell you, fuck you, you're doing it wrong.
yeah,
and then later, some more helpful guy will come by and try to explain it to you.
Yeah.
But they're such dicks about it. And they're so elitist, you have to apply to be able to post things.
Yeah.
Fuck yourselves.
Fuck that site.
I found another site called Voltron Army.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's also dedicated to Let's Play videos. But it doesn't seem to be as popular. Like it doesn't seem to be as active.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot more laid back to the point where, you know, there needs to be a happy medium. Like on the one side, they're elitist. You have to apply just to be a member. On Voltron Army, it's like all 6-year-olds posting Pokemon RPG or Pokemon LPs. And I don't know what to do. I posted the thing up there. It's gotten like 29 views or something like that on like the thread has. I don't know if that's translating into people going and watching the video.
Yeah.
If anybody knows of a better place to post these at, let me know. So that's where that's at. And that actually was more than I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to talk about, I think we're going to get into some listener stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But before I get into the Facebooks and the Twitters and the voicemail, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that was said in the forum this week by our buddy Paul P. Shu. Now, last week, I talked about my sister's upcoming wedding and how I got tricked into talking to her on the phone about it and how she kept saying she wants me to be there. And I kept asking why. And the only reason is because I'm her brother and I hate weddings. Her wedding's not going to be any different. It would require me to go out of town. So if I want to leave and I'm not driving right now, who knows what I'll be then. So presumably I can't just take off when I'm ready to take off, which would be immediately. It's going to be a terrible time. Like there's going to be an open bar so I can drink, but drinking with my family and it's just going to be awful. I don't know. Anyway, Paul says, first off, dude, just go to your sister's wedding. You'd be hard pressed to find anyone more anti-weddings than I am. I bet I'm more anti-weddings than you are. As we went over last time I was on in my adult life, I went to one wedding in 05 and haven't been to one since. Even with all my good friends and random family members getting married. But I'll make one exception, and it'll be for my sister, if she ever gets married. Sure, I like my sister a little more than you like yours, but still. Now, I gotta stop you there, Paul. I think you like your sister a lot more than I like mine. I see your guys' Facebook conversations. You guys have a grand old fucking time. You guys are best fucking friends on Facebook. You might think you hate your sister because she like punched you one time when you were playing with blocks, but you guys like each other. All the time you're talking on Facebook. My sister, I haven't even allowed to friend me on Facebook. She just tried it again, and I've been ignoring her. Yeah. You fought as kids? So did all siblings as kids, because they're kids. You find her in... Did all siblings as kids? Like, Oh, God damn it. There was one time I was left alone. I've told this story before. There was one time I was left alone with my sister. It was like a day after school or whatever, and this happened every day. Every day I'd be sitting watching TV or something and she'd come up and it wasn't always this exactly, but it was always something like this. Kyle.
God.
Kyle. Yeah. Kyle. What? Kyle. What? Kyle. What? Kyle. All right, you're pissing me off. Kyle. If you don't stop, I'm going to hit you. Kyle, I'm warning. I'm telling you right now. If you don't stop, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hurt you. It's going to hurt. You're not going to like Kyle. All right, I warned you. Kyle, one more time. Bam. And I'd fucking slug her in the leg.
Yeah.
And she'd always run upstairs and call my mom crying, which I think was fake. And my mom would say. My mom's at work, by the way. So she's being bothered at work for this. So it's understandable why she's annoyed. My mom would say, you can't hit your sister. If this ever happens again, if she's ever bothering you like that again, call me and I'll deal with it. Okay. Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because for one, you're not here. Yeah. You can't.
What are you going to do?
What do you think you're going to do? You're going to say, stop it. And it's going to stop? Yeah, really? You think you have magic fucking powers? But on top of that, I did. I tried calling her. It pissed her off. Duh, you're at work. Of course it pissed you off.
Oh, God.
It's annoying. So this went on for like years. Oh. It went on. And one day, I got so fucking pissed that I threw her, basically. And I screamed at her in a way I've never screamed at anybody in my entire life. And it's not like you're laughing, and it is kind of funny, but it wasn't funny at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not like a little kid like, you took my toys. No, yeah. I was fucking pissed. If I could have, I would have been breathing fire.
Holy shit.
I threw her at the door. And I said, and it was louder than this. I was screaming. Like, I couldn't even do it right now. And if I did, we'd probably get the cops called on us.
Wow.
I was screaming at her. I said, "If I swear to God, I am not overreacting. I am not lying. I won't regret this statement later. I wish you were never fucking born. My life would have been so much better from start to fucking finish if you had never been born. I wish you were dead. I hate you. I don't like you. I hate you. I wish you were never born. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to regret this later. This isn't just my anger talking. I hate you."
Yeah.
And we left it at that. But I wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
Right, especially right then, I hated her.
Yeah.
And I've gotten kind of over it over the years. But she's never been, like, we've never been friends. Not since she was like 4. And even when she was 4, she was fucking weird. We used to do this thing. She would be the mom and I'd be the kid. It was this game we would play. And I'd be like the baby. And I'd do this baby talk thing. And she'd be my mom. And then without fail, every time we did this, at some point in the fucking game, she'd go, "Well, I'm not your real mom." And I'd go, "What do you mean you're not my real mom?"
That's so weird.
She died.
Oh, God. Like, it's horrible.
What the fuck are we doing? We're like playing house. All of a sudden, my mom's dead.
Jesus.
What is wrong with you? And she's just
That's morbid.
Yeah. And she's fucking, oh God, I just hated her.
Yeah.
I'm getting angry about it now, thinking about how much I hated her. I don't hate her like that. I don't want to drown her, but I'm not lying. Even right now, when I say my life would have been better had she not been born, I hate her guts.
Yeah.
So, like, if I had to spend a day with her, I'm not going to throw her down the stairs or like try to run her over with a car or kill her or, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'm not going to attack her. I'll try to be civil, but I'm not going to go out of my fucking way on your special day to make myself miserable.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So, Paul, it's not the same, man. And you know what? Call me a pussy. That's fine. If you think I'm being a sissy or I'm overreacting, you know, because it's, of course, we were kids, we were fighting, whatever. It hasn't been much different since we've been adults.
Yeah.
Every time I've gone, like when my mom still lived in town, every time I'd go into town for anything, fucking Christmas, whatever, we'd last for about an hour and she'd be ready for me to go home.
Yeah.
She'd be sick of me and I'd be sick of her too because she's fucking, she's a
just don't get
fucking
along.
Mess. Yeah. I hate her. So I don't hate her, but God. Yeah, I'm not going to put myself in that situation because it's the right fucking thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and she doesn't have a reason for it to be the right fucking thing to do because she's my brother. Is that what you're telling me? Is it like magic? Like, hey,
magic bloodline.
We both once touched the same vagina.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
Anyway, so what? You're an adult now. Everyone is annoying. To her, it's a special day and she cares about you enough to want to share it with you. She doesn't want to share it with me. She wants me to be there because somewhere in her fucked up girl brain, she's been brainwashed enough to think we have to be there. I'm her brother. I have to be there. Yeah. She thinks she misses me. What do you miss? Yeah. Explain to me what it is that you miss. You miss what? Fighting? What do you miss? We never had good times.
The silence, awkward silence.
She's nuts.
Yeah.
And most people are nuts. Most people think, because we're related, we're supposed to miss each other and we're supposed to want to be at each other's special days. I don't give a flying. I don't even know your fucking boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Suck it up and deal with it for one day. Oh, man, Paul. I love Paul. I really do love Paul. But this actually kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
This thing. Suck it up for one day, faggot. Oh, Paul. And it'll probably be a weekend day. So what else would you do? Sit around and stare at the computer? You say that like, okay, sitting around and staring at the computer. Okay, fine. Waste of time. Sure. I can agree with you about that. But it's still a bazillion times better. Any imaginary number, however close to infinity that you can come up with, it would be that many times better than spending a day with my sister, especially a special day. Jesus Christ, she's going to be an asshole. It's her special day.
Oh, dear God.
Holy shit. Because now she's going to think she has license to be an asshole.
Yeah.
One day of doing something you don't like to save face with the family won't kill you. When have I ever given you the impression I give a fuck about saving face with the family? The time my dad and I were arguing about math and he specifically said he hated my podcast and you're probably going to talk about this on your podcast, aren't you? And I did. When have I ever given the impression I care about saving face with the family?
Yeah. I actually, when I read that, kind of chuckled like, oh, dear God.
I think I laughed when my grandma died.
Oh.
And, you know, my mom listens to this. Yeah. And it wasn't funny to my mom. And it wasn't really funny to me either. But, like, it also didn't matter to me. I didn't care about my grandma. You know, it sounds like a dick thing to say, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So, what am I going to do, lie? Anyway, Paul, thanks. Thanks for that.
Real talk.
So you want to do some Facebooks and Twitters
Sounds
and voicemails
good.
And all that? Where do you want to start?
Facebook.
Okay, let's go to Facebook. Two submissions from my roommate, John. He says, any 2012 plans? Not resolutions necessarily, but trips, projects, humorous things to do to the baby?
No.
No.
I don't plan.
I occasionally do plan and it never works out. No, I don't have any 2012 plans, except to hopefully get my finances under control by the end of the year.
Yeah.
I think my garnishment will be over by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'll have another car by then and be done with this fucking thing, yeah. This fucking car. And if I get that under control, you know, I'm done with this car, I'm done with the car payment, I'm done with the insurance payment. You know, I've got a little PLPD payment or whatever, you yeah. know, the minimum insurance on whatever car I buy outright. And I've got the garnishment gone. Then I should finally, you know,
have
feel like
breathe.
A human.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
exactly.
So that's really my only plan yeah. for 2012 is to get rid of that. And then from there on, I do want to start making plans.
Yeah.
Like I really want to do more stuff.
Yeah.
Like both related to the show and otherwise, but a lot mm-hmm. of it related to the show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just go out. Like we talked about that art prize thing.
Yep.
This is a bad example because it's who cares? But the art prize is this big, like almost festival thing. That's like an art competition kind of thing that happens here in town.
Yeah.
And there's always ridiculous fucking submissions.
Oh yeah.
And I think it'd be great if we went down there and, you know,
oh, man. Yeah.
maybe took video
yeah.
or maybe audio recordings or whatever, kind of chronicled the whole thing and had shit to talk about because yeah, we went
critiqued.
And did that.
Yeah, that'd be great, especially if the artists were there because they do that. And people come from all over the world. I am from the Netherlands and how do you like my...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sucks dick. And this is why.
But to do it the way I want to would require money. Yeah. I don't want to just go down there and like just skulk around because yeah. it's not my good idea of a good time in the yeah, first place. So we just walk around and look at art and then come back and talk about it. Mm-hmm. I want to go down there with a camera, you know, maybe do some actual, like have
interviews.
Some ideas of what to do down there, get pictures and video of the art pieces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to do more videos. So yeah, but that's more like 2013 yeah. to be honest with yeah. you. And that's it. That's all I can think of for 2012 plans.
Oof. I don't have any. I don't like yeah. to plan. I've said this before, but maybe not on the podcast, but I feel comfortable living my life. Metaphorically, I can explain this like kind of staring down at the sidewalk and not looking out at the horizon, you know, like day mm-hmm. by day, week by week, and I'm comfortable.
Well, when you describe it like that, it sounds kind of depressing.
I know,
to me. But I think I know what you mean.
But I've just gone through so much shit and I genuinely have this fear of not just failure, but being let down. Like if I plan to do this and it doesn't work out, it really fucks me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a failure, even though it's not a big deal. And I'm chemically fucked in the brain for a while.
Yeah.
With depression for no reason, you know, so I just take it slow.
Well, I know what you mean there.
Yeah.
Ooh, guess what?
What?
This is not related to anything. I taught myself to do a trick this week.
Oh, God.
With my week off, yeah. I taught myself to do a trick with cigarettes.
Oh, my God. That is fucking amazing. What is that called?
I don't know.
Basically, what Kyle did was exhaled out of his mouth with the cigarette smoke and inhaled through his nostrils.
Yeah, like a badass
oh
in a CD
God.
Bar.
Yeah.
Like probably I rape people sometimes
yeah.
and do heroin.
I don't see it that way at all.
Yeah, no, but I talked myself to do that this week. And it's interesting because it feels totally different when you do it. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know if it's because, I don't know. I feel it more in my lungs,
mm-hmm.
like this, like it tingles more or whatever, which doesn't really make sense to me because the lungs are the same lungs.
You already got the first hit in the lungs.
It'd
yeah.
be different if like, because I inhaled it through my nose, like I got more of a buzz in my head,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Yeah.
But feeling it different in my lungs doesn't make sense to me. But it does feel different.
Yeah, and I've tried that trick and I couldn't do it.
Well, the trick to it, honestly, is you're not exhaling out of your mouth. Because you can't do that. Yeah. You can't exhale out of your mouth and inhale through your nose at the same time. Yeah. That's the trick.
You're just
getting the smoke in your mouth and then kind of squeezing it back out.
Got it.
Yeah. So that's a trick I learned this week. Next Facebook item.
Yes.
John says, sex with Aldi back to normal.
Oh, yeah. It's been back to normal.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Is it ever back to normal?
After you have a kid, they give you so many weeks before you can do it again. And I don't want to say I was counting down because I had priorities. But man, when that day came, that week came, it wasn't like, oh, here's the day. The week came around and I was like, you know, we were both like, yeah, what do you think? You wanna that's so hot. What do you think? Should we fuck? Hey, sounds like a good idea. I got nothing going on.
I wanna be in bed by 10, but if we can get it done before then,
But no, we talked about it and I was super excited and it happened, and ever since, it's been great.
Really? Is it any different?
No.
Can you tell that there's been a baby down there? Sweet.
And I was worried. And I really thought to myself, if it's more loose or whatever, I can deal. I don't give a shit, you know? As long as...
But it wasn't like... No. It wasn't even like tender or anything, or like different for her. Like, obviously you wouldn't know, like you couldn't feel what she felt, but like she wasn't like, ow, or anything.
No.
Okay. Good.
And my balls shrank significantly. It felt that way because it had been a while. And biologically,
is that how balls work? You got to work them out like a muscle and they get bigger.
Like what's the fact? I'm not certain of this, but I think every 4 days, all your sperm and your balls, dies and it makes more every 4 days.
Okay, I don't know.
So you don't save it up for like months.
Obvious like thing to say is that like my balls got huge because I hadn't blown a load in so long.
But it was spectacular. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, good. Twitter's then.
All right.
Let's see. Not a ton of stuff on. Well, there's a bunch of conversations I had this week and a bunch of conversations I wasn't a part of, but somehow got tagged in. I'm Kilo and the Gray Ghost Net, Sean Ryan from Method to Madness and Whiskey Thursday and Alpha Counter, not Protocol. they were having this conversation back and forth about tuition. Paying tuition apparently is something they talked about on Whiskey Thursday. I'm not caught up with that show, so I don't know what they were talking about. But I'm Kilo started this conversation about tuition, and I was tagged in all the posts, and I got to see them all. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the hell they're talking about or why it involved me.
I can't imagine a conversation about tuition being interesting.
Yeah, it's like, let me see, listening to Whiskey Thursday number 135, and I totally agree with paying for your own tuition. No student loans either. That's I'm Kilo. Then he says, because making it easier to get money for education makes it easier for educational institutions to charge more. Then he says, Whiskey Thursday 136, hashtag Occupy, at IjHat. And this is also at the Gray Ghost Net. I think the answer is to let people keep their money. Once given away, it's abused. So now they're talking about taxes.
Totally lost.
I don't know. Like, I don't know why I was involved in this.
Are they comparing, like talking about tuition in comparison to like other countries that don't charge? What are they talking about?
I don't know.
It all sounds boring.
I don't know. They're talking about like paying your own tuition instead of getting loans, I guess. Yeah. And I guess I would agree. If you can do it, that's the better way to do it.
Yeah, but nobody's got the, most people are poor.
It all depends on where you want to go. If you want to go to community college and just pay like by the class, you can possibly do that. But if you want to go to a university.
No fucking way, unless you're rich.
Yeah.
No way.
I don't know. And then they're talking about taxes. Yeah, I would agree. I wish they would just let me keep my money.
Yeah, that'd be
great. You know, this is like his libertarian thing. And I agree with a lot of libertarian ideas, but they don't have a lot of libertarian solutions to go with their ideas. They think the free market is just going to fix everything.
Yeah, no way.
They think, you ask them, who's going to do the roads?
Yeah.
That's a popular question. Yeah. And they make fun of people for asking that question because that's the question everybody asks. Who's going to handle the roads? And they're like, oh, these people are so used to this corrupt system that they think that the only people who can do the roads are the government. That's not an answer to the question.
Yeah.
Who's going to do the roads? Well, obviously, in a free market, people need roads. So somebody, and that's always the answer, somebody, some imaginary person I just made up, is going to start a company that's going to do the roads.
Why haven't they yet, you know?
Because, and I guess we're going to pay them to drive on their roads?
Yeah.
And who's going to decide where the roads go? Who's going to decide, okay, it's okay to put a road there?
Yeah.
Well, somebody. What's going to happen to all the government buildings that already exist if we abolish the government? Are homeless people going to move into them?
Yeah.
Or are they going to become public property and nobody can have any claim on them? Who's going to enforce that rule?
Yeah.
What's going to happen if your house gets robbed and your wife gets raped? Well, obviously, the townsfolk will have all of each other's we'll have each other's back. So yeah. What? You're going to string him up in the middle of town? You're going to run into his house with torches and pitchforks?
Yeah.
Thinking maybe this is the guy because we think this is the guy? Like, who's going to do all this shit? Or, well, we'll pay a private security company. Oh, that's not a source of corruption. So it's all this libertarian shit.
It's just
such a fantasy thing. Like, I agree with a lot of it, but there's no plan in place.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Let's get to the actual Twitter stuff that was directed at us. Gavin Almond has a question that you're going to love.
Motherfucker.
That's actually two questions. One's for you and one's for me, I'm assuming.
Okay.
The first one for you is, what cereal is just flying off the shelves?
Motherfucker. So I'm not going to answer that.
What's the big cereal this week, Orion?
I don't know. Frosted Flakes. I really don't know.
Life. I noticed Life has a new redesign of their packaging.
Yeah, and I enjoy it. I like it. But that's,
is it working? Is life?
Point.
Are life sales picking
Life's
up?
Life's always been flying, man.
Yeah. It's
not only
one.
Is it good, but it's been around for so long. People are like, well, back in my day, we had Life, so I'm going to buy some Life. Whether or not it's good, I don't care. It takes me back.
What about Kix? Because that's kid tested and mother approved.
That flies off the shelf because of welfare.
Ah.
That's WIC approved. WIC
okay.
is like welfare for mothers.
What is women in children? What does WIC stand for?
I don't know. You might want to look it up.
But it's kind of like, yeah, it's like welfare for parents and with kids. The question for me is, what is the craziest sign you have ever made? you know,
this
actually,
isn't that bad.
Yeah.
It's much better than like, what's your favorite day of the week? You know,
I was trying to think about this. I think the craziest sign I ever made, maybe, and it's not that crazy, but, like a month ago, maybe, probably less, I was asked to design a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm not asked to design these things per se. They give me instructions and I just draw them up.
Mm-hmm.
But, recently I was asked to design a sign for somebody who's somehow related to our company. So it wasn't for like a business. It wasn't for a client. It was kind of a personal favor for somebody who works for the company.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a sign that says caution, otter in human form. Something like that.
Yeah.
With a picture of an otter on it.
Okay.
And that's all they told me.
All right. Okay.
So this is for like one of their kids. I guess this is like an inside joke at their house.
Yeah.
Like that my kid is an otter.
Oh, Jesus.
And they sent this horrible GIF image of an otter. It's mm-hmm. like from a coloring book, but horribly scanned and super pixelated.
No. God.
And we couldn't use it.
Yeah.
So I traced it.
Nice.
Which I'm sure violates some kind of intellectual property law.
Yeah.
But I traced it, made a vectored version of it that looked nicer. I designed this whole sign, tried to make it look like an actual caution sign like you'd see with the little guy getting electrocuted on something or mm-hmm. whatever. And they liked it.
They did?
Awesome. Yeah, and I guess that's hanging in some kid's bedroom now.
That's great. Wow.
So that's probably the craziest sign I've ever made. And Life cereal is flying off the shelves.
Yes.
Anybody ever buy? There's always just one little tiny row of Cracklin oat bran.
Yep.
And it's a lot of times when I go in there, it's gone.
It's that if anyone asked, I'd agree that Cracklin oat bran is the most popular cereal. I'm not shitting you.
I've said it before,
ages.
And I'll say it again. Cookie Crisp is not cookies for breakfast.
Yeah, fuck
Cracklin
that.
Oat bran is cookies for breakfast. They're fucking you over, kids.
Yeah.
Telling you, they're telling you this giant box. Are these fucking styrofoam cookies with the Sharpie dots on them? They're telling you that is cookies for breakfast. That's just because they don't want you to have the real shit. That's like $7 a box for this tiny ass box.
Biggest disappointment of my life
when
I first had Cookie Crisp.
Yeah,
that
right?
ad came on and I'm like, cookies for breakfast? Oh my God. And then I poured the milk on it. You know, we got it home. We bought it. And I took that first bite Oh, crushed my world.
I hope someday America just completely gives into its trend towards obesity and they come out with a breakfast cereal that really is just like dried chunks of cookie dough with like actual chocolate chips in it.
Oh my God, I'd buy it.
Each one is just a little ball of cookie dough with a chocolate chip inside and that's your breakfast cereal.
Yeah, but then you get clever when you get older and you're an adult and you're like, fuck it. I'm gonna buy some cookies. I'm gonna buy some milk and eat cookies and milk. Cookies.
Yeah, get all soggy.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, you could get away with cookies for breakfast as long as you show the bowl with like a banana next to it or something on the package. It's part of a complete breakfast. Yeah. And by complete, I mean you have to eat all this other shit. All these fruits and drink a glass of orange juice and take a multivitamin.
Yep.
Okay, so the next question is, and this isn't really a question. He says, this is Sean Ryan. He says, there's my Fraggle is the doozer N-word thought. Now, he and I were talking about Fraggles this week on the Twitter, because he said something about Fraggles being evolved from doozers, which I guess is canon. Like, that's part of the storyline.
Is that how it goes? Fraggle Rock. I always wondered.
Yeah, that they evolved from doozers. So we started talking about doozers. I asked him if he always wanted to eat the doozer sticks, because I always wanted to eat doozer sticks. I don't know if you remember.
And
the doozers are little green guys in Fraggle Rock, and they build these crazy structures out of these clear sticks that are called doozer sticks. And the Fraggles come by and grab them, rip their structures apart, and eat the doozer sticks. And I guess this is part of like, this is all kind of thought out. Like the doozers, if left to their own devices, would build and build and build and they'd run out of space.
Oh, got it.
But the Fraggles actually keep them in line. Kind of like, you know, predators, like people will say, well, we have to go hunting because we killed all the predators and drove them out of the land. So if we don't hunt these deer, they're going to overpopulate, starve to death. And that's worse.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We got to go out and shoot these deer. It's kind of the same idea.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, anyway, I asked him if he always wanted to eat doozer sticks like I did. And he said, yes. And then we started talking about how they're supposedly made from radishes, I guess, is what doozer sticks are made from.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I either didn't know that or didn't care. I always imagined them to taste like delicious candy.
Yeah, yeah. Because radishes, yeah, that was played off in TV shows and movies as being like grown-up food, like Brussels sprouts, gross.
I probably hadn't even tried a radish at that
same
point.
Here.
He said he imagined them to taste like tangy, uncooked spaghetti, which as an adult could maybe also be good. But I think because they were clear, it reminded me of like rock candy or something.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I imagined.
That was my thought exactly.
Like.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then later he said that he likes to imagine that Fraggle is like the N-word for these evolved mutant doozers.
Doozers, yeah.
Yeah, so the doozers call them Fraggles.
Fraggle,
and then like eventually they adopted it as their own name, kind of like taken back.
Yeah.
The word.
That's fantastic.
Oh, and then I'm Kilo came in and said something hilarious about how instead of Fraggles, they should call them Canadians.
Oh,
and he hashtagged not Iowa in that post. So I'm thinking he heard on one of the episodes of the Not Iowa or This Ain't Iowa or whatever the hell they're calling it this week podcast, they were talking about how, hey, if you ever want to talk about niggers, like in a restaurant or something, there's a family of niggas over there and you want to talk shit about them, but you don't want them to know that you're talking about them, say Canadians.
Yeah.
And you and I in our clan hoods will get it. But they'll think we're talking about Canadians. They'll be like, we're not Canadian. So,
we're not talking about you, even though we're looking at you and pointing at you and talking about how much you smell and steal.
Yeah.
Canadians. Yeah.
I hope I'm Kilo doesn't think that Not Iowa made that up.
Yeah.
Because they didn't.
Yeah.
For one thing, I don't know how long I'm Kilo's been listening to NLO, Nobody Likes Onions, which is the podcast he asked me about last week.
Mm-hmm.
But they talked about it a long time ago on their podcast.
Yeah.
And not only that, they didn't even pretend they made it up at the time.
Yeah.
So I hope you don't think Not Iowa made that up.
Yeah.
I don't know who made that up, but it's old. It's old news. But then Sean Ryan says, or which would you wish to be super better at, math, language, or some art form? I'm not entirely sure. I'm leaning towards some art form.
Yeah.
I think if those were my options, like I've never been very good at math and it'd be nice to be a lot better at it, but it hasn't really done me a disservice.
Yeah.
Like I understand math enough that whenever something mathematical comes up, I'm fine. And I guess like if I wanted to really get into computer programming, it'd be nice, but I've gotten a little bit into computer programming in the past. And even then, like programming, in any area of my life, if any of those areas should be like super math intense, it'd be that. But even that I didn't have trouble with. I taught myself some trigonometry. I never learned any of that in school.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't need to be super better at math.
I'd leave it to other people. the math, yeah.
Yeah. I think I have a decent command of the English language, you know, like spoken. You know, I fuck up all the time. I say I say like, I use the wrong tense of a word sometimes, but I think that's kind of okay. I think you got to forgive spoken language a little bit. And I'm not a writer. I don't have any real interest in being a writer, but when I have to write things, I think I'm okay at it. Again, it seems passable. So the art form thing, I think, is where I would...
We're way above average. The language and grammar ass.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jesus. Yeah, if you want to talk about average, yeah, yeah. Jesus, fuck.
Christ.
It's almost not even fair to compare yourself to average when it comes to just about anything.
God, yeah.
Because average is so fucking awful.
It's way down there.
So I think, yeah, art form. I think if I was going to pick an art form, it would be music. Because music's something, like, I love making music. But I'm better than average at it. I think most people, you try to get them to make a song, and they're not going to have any idea how to do it. And even if you teach them to play an instrument or whatever, they're still not going to put anything good out. But I don't do it that well. I'd love to be just a rock star.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Music.
Yeah, okay.
Same here.
All right. So... I feel bad. Like I took and I just went with the question. I answered it all for me. And you're like, yeah, no, that, yeah.
I totally agree. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Then Bames Jond says, so I know this guy who has fetal alcohol syndrome. So he's a little slow. However, he's also a huge asshole. Am I in the wrong?
It's not. Like it's his fault, yeah.
What I understand
if he's an questioning asshole, this. That's his fault, but it's the alcohol, like it's his parents' fault. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, they were drinking too much, so he's an asshole. No. But was that it?
That's the question. Is he in the wrong for like thinking this guy's a huge asshole? The guy's got fetal alcohol syndrome.
No, God. If he's an asshole.
If he's an asshole, he's an asshole. Even if it's a direct result of his fetal alcohol syndrome. Seriously, yeah. Even if it is, who cares? He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like if a guy really retarded, like worst case of Down syndrome you've ever seen, rapes your whole family, are you supposed to be like, whoops-a-daisy? Those retards, they don't know.
Yeah.
Fetal alcohol syndrome, by comparison... You know, he's a huge asshole. He's a huge asshole.
Yeah.
Even if it is a direct result of his condition, fuck him. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, what are you supposed to do? Be like, well, I mean, he doesn't know you're not supposed to be an asshole. So
I've run
be one.
I've ran into this before when I understand, like when I was a kid, I understood their living situation, how they were raised, their parents, and I forgave them for being assholes.
Sure, but that can only go so far.
Yeah, they were kids.
And it's not your responsibility to do that.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, you're never going to change him into not an asshole.
Yeah.
So what's the point? What's the point of going, his parents, they drank during his pregnancy. They're shitty parents.
They're always yelling at him. Yeah.
His dad ran out on him. And before that, he used to beat him. His mom's a shithead. Went through foster care. You can come up with all kinds of excuses for somebody to be an asshole. And from a sociological perspective, it's worth looking into. Mm-hmm. But the only reason it's really worth looking into is if you're going to try to sit down and fix this broken asshole, or if you're going to try to apply on a grander scale this information to try to prevent this from happening to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, it's not your fault. So fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
No, you're not in the wrong. He's an asshole. then Dolphin Hands Tiger.
Yeah.
So who's also a new member in our forums. I think his forum name is Tiger with Dolphins for Hands.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something awesome like
but
that.
But his Twitter name is Dolphin Hands. And oh, by the way, yeah, Orion loves your forum name.
Yes.
He made a huge post about how awesome it is. Were you at all intoxicated when that happened?
No, I wasn't.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's how you know he means it.
Imagination.
Yeah. he says, if you could renew a canceled show with new episodes, what would it be? It's a good question. I was thinking about this earlier, and I'm having trouble coming up with anything. The first thing that honestly springs to mind is Arrested Development.
Yeah.
And that's supposedly going to happen.
Yeah.
And a movie, I guess. But they've been talking about that for forever.
Oh man. I can't bring this up because everybody makes fun of me for liking this, but one of my favorite... Oh, no, I can't say this because it ended so well. The Shield.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite.
I still never seen
it. Series ever.
If I have made fun of you for liking it, it's only because I was just joking around because I don't know anything about it. Related though, yeah. I don't know if it's actually been canceled or if it's just been off for a long time, but there's a show called No Ordinary Family or something like that.
Yeah.
It's about, it's got the same guy from The Shield.
Yeah.
But it's not the same tone at all. It's, about this family who gets superpowers,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of corny, and, it's, I wouldn't be confused if somebody saw it and was like, that's garbage. Yeah. Why are you watching that? But I started watching it at one point when I was like out of shows to watch, and if it's been canceled, which is the impression that I get, it didn't end, you know?
Yeah.
So whenever a show, I watch it and it doesn't end, it just ends, mm-hmm. doesn't have an end. I want it to keep going. So I guess I'd bring that one back, but it wouldn't be the one show. If there was only one show, it probably would be Arrested Development, which is a shitty answer.
I'd almost answer that because I hear such great things and I haven't seen it. So if it kept going, I could catch up and, it was a great show. So,
yeah.
And I've seen clips and I just giggle.
I had seen episodes, individual episodes,
mm-hmm.
and I liked it. But then I finally sat down. This was long after it was canceled. I finally sat down and watched it from beginning to end. And I knew it was going to end the whole time. And I still got to the end and was like, why? So that's my answer, I guess.
Yeah.
And we did get a voicemail this week.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's my crush of a couple weeks ago, Miss Nick. She never did get back to me about getting married.
Hey, chats, Miss Nick. You shouldn't let me play. Well, you shouldn't play my drunken voicemails. That's really, really bad. They're terrible. But yeah, I've been a few episodes behind. I disagree with what Austin said with you. Not leaving sarcasm at the end of like racist jokes and stuff because you don't need it. Like you said, if anyone's been listening to you long enough, if they are your target audience, they will know. It's like that episode. Titled Post Aldi Fallout. He's kind of started apologizing for it, and you were like, no, fuck it, we don't need to do that. And it's right, you don't need to do that because you shouldn't have to apologize. And in regards to Whitney's whole wedding thing, I don't agree with marriage for myself. I'm not against other people getting married, but I'm fairly sure that the idea of getting married is that you do it once. And for her future mother-in-law to deny her one very small and reasonable request, I think is ridiculous for this one time that she's going to be able to have this event. I think it's, isn't that so nice?
Okay. So first of all, she's disagreeing with Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how much she, well, but anyway, Austin was saying like, we were talking about, what were we talking about? What was it that we were talking about that made him say that?
Motherfucker.
I don't remember.
I was hoping you'd remember.
Anyway, he was saying, it's like somebody comes into your podcast and maybe it was when I was talking about the comedy button.
It's coming back.
I don't know. Yeah. Somebody comes into your podcast and they hear you talking about the N-word and stuff.
Yeah.
And, they don't know you. But if they know you, then,
Kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. But I would go in even further and say, like, because of what we actually end up saying, you can't believe we're being serious.
Yeah.
The way we giggle about it. Like, you don't even have to know us. You don't have to listen to like three episodes before you suddenly realize, oh, wait, this isn't the KKK podcast.
Yeah, Jesus.
Like, you can't listen to a full episode, even not even a full episode, just that part where we say the N-word.
That clip, yeah.
You can't listen to that and go, oh, these guys hate ends.
Yeah.
And then she's talking about my sister's wedding. She's talking about how my sister wanted to have everybody in the wedding party, or at least the guys. She said everybody in the wedding party, but I think she meant the guys, wear Chuck Taylor's Converse All-Stars shoes instead of dress shoes. And her boyfriend's mom said, that's not happening. And Ms.
Under
Nick,
presumption that the boyfriend's mom is paying for
possibly,
it.
I don't know. Ms. Nick is saying, yeah, that's bullshit. You're going to, the idea behind getting married, and I think everybody would agree with this, any sane person would agree with this, because if this isn't the idea behind getting married, then why are you getting married?
Yeah.
But the idea behind getting married is that you're going to do it once. It's one and done.
Yep.
People do get remarried, but that's not because they didn't go into the first one thinking this is going to be the one, you know? So assuming this is going to be the one time you're going to do this, to have some weird nitpicky bitch tell you can't do it the way you want to do it. It's my fucking special day. As shitty as that may end up being in a particular case with my sister being a bitch. But it's my special day. It's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only going to have a day like this once. And you're going to tell me what the fucking people can wear on their feet? Fuck you.
Yeah, that is horrible.
And I absolutely agree. I think that's like, even though, fuck my sister, she's a bitch. Yeah, I absolutely agree. That's completely shitty. What a terrible thing to do. I think if I were going to get married, and I think I agree with Miss Nick, marriage is not for me. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's made up. I think it's imaginary.
Mm-hmm.
I think at best it's symbolic. And it's no more symbolic than just saying we're going to stay together forever or giving somebody a ring. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a weird ritual people
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And at worst, it's like a cultish religious ceremony thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I agree with her about that. But if I were going to get married, I think that I would refuse to let anybody else pay for the wedding.
Yeah.
Because I don't need somebody else dipping their greedy, weird little shifty fingers into my business. You know, saying, you sure you want to get those flowers or that cake?
Oh, God.
Are you sure you want to have it here? Are you sure you want people to dress like this?
Yeah.
Or, you know, and I think if I got married, I wouldn't make people dress like anything.
Yeah.
I'd be like, come in jeans and t-shirts. I mean, what's the point? Like, if you want to wear a suit or dress up, that's fine. You know, I'm not going to be mad at you for doing it. But I'm also not going to be at all perturbed by you showing up in a band shirt, you know, and jeans. Just do what you want. Like, is the point of this shouldn't be to torture other people, you know?
Exactly.
on my special day, I want you to be uncomfortable. And at least until the reception, then we can all get drunk and loosen up and still be uncomfortable because we're wearing this. We'll take half of our shit off.
Yeah, and that always happens. I never understood that. And I was always the one that... never had anything nice to wear, so I try my best to get something together, and I wouldn't fit in, and certain relatives like wouldn't talk to me. Be like, hey, how's it going? They'd blow me off.
Oh, wow. What assholes.
Yeah. I can't wait until I see them again. They're not on the family side that we partied with the one year, or the family I went and saw this Christmas. They're on the other side.
This is your dad's side?
Yeah.
Because the party side is your mom's side?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. How do you do that and not feel like a dick? Right. And the funny thing is they think you're the dick because they think it's disrespectful to show up the way you were dressed or whatever, which is ridiculous. It's like, does anybody actually still think it's rude to wear a hat indoors?
It's like that, yeah.
It's the same idea. Yeah. It's just antiquated and it means nothing. It's like somebody just made up this weird rule and we all decided, you're a dick if you walk indoors with a hat on.
Look at this ass.
Like, I'm showing disrespect to you by covering my head. It's just strange. Yeah. The whole thing is just fucking made up and strange. So that's the voicemail.
Cool.
Did I miss anything in her voicemail? I think we addressed the thing she said.
That was that.
Yeah. That's the voicemail. That's the Facebook. That's the Twitters. And I even addressed the forum. One thing I also wanted to mention is that apparently John Paul from Whiskey Thursday has started a Shoutcast, which is like a kind of like an internet radio station. Like it's playing all the time
and
hear different things on it. A lot of times people do that and they just have music playing, which I think is usually illegal.
Yeah.
But John Paul started one. I think it's called KNO Radio, K the letter N-O Radio. And he said it doesn't stand for anything. I was watching their latest episode of Whiskey Thursday live and he was kind of explaining it. I don't remember all the details, but we are on there. He asked me if it was okay to put our show on there.
Yeah.
And we are on there because I said yeah. Which also makes me think, you can find that at fightbait.com if you want to check that out, KNO Radio. I don't know. He hasn't given me any more information. If he'd like me to plug it more, I will. But do you remember Red Earth Radio?
Of course I do.
Which is another, I don't know if it's Shoutcast or not. I don't know much about that streaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's similar. It's the same basic thing. He's got this radio station that plays all day. This guy from redearthradio.com. And he it plays Red Earth, which is a band that he is like friends with.
A rock band.
Plays them all the time. And he was looking to get more content on his Shoutcast or whatever it is, on his radio station. So he asked us if he could play our show on there sometime because he liked our show. He even called into a live show I did one time, but I didn't get it recorded. So it never ended up in a show. And that's where Beverly is from.
Mm-hmm.
And I went by, every once in a while, I go check out their website. And we still have a page on there with a schedule of like when we're going to be on.
Wow. Yeah.
But the last couple of times I went on there and I happened to be on at the right time to see if to listen to what they're playing from us or whatever.
Oh, no.
I listened to the the station and we don't come on.
Oh, what happened?
Which has nothing. I'm not upset about it.
Yeah.
So if you guys are still listening, I'm not like calling you out. I'm just a little confused. I don't know if we got dropped from there or if maybe I'm pretty sure the times were in our time zone. Like mm-hmm. it was Eastern Standard Time. I'm not sure if I'm just confused or if we have been dropped from Red Earth Radio, but I haven't heard from either of them in a while. Beverly was usually the one that would come back and like comment to us and send us emails and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe she finally got sick of me making fun of her dog or
maybe
every time she'd email us, I'd make fun of her spelling and grammar. I don't know.
All in good fun.
But I'm curious about that. So if you guys are still listening, I'd be curious to know what's up with that.
Yeah, what's up?
And that's all I've got. So do you have anything else you want to talk about? Do you want to get out of here? Or?
No, I had some quick things. For one, I had to share this. Got a new ringtone. You got to hear this.
Okay.
Oh, man, let me bring this up. I am really proud of this.
Did you make it or get it?
I'm not... I didn't make it. I got it.
Okay.
So it's not as cool.
No, it's fine either way. I was just curious if it was going to be like a voice recording or...
I'm very, not anti, but I don't give a fuck about the latest phones, you know, the newer phones.
Yeah.
I just like a phone that calls and lets me choose a ringtone.
You're like an old man.
Yeah.
Ryan, you need a phone with apps and a touchscreen that's breakable.
Yeah.
And it needs to be able to do FaceTime and play Scrabble.
But yeah, this is what I got. And it has rang while I'm at work. Uh-huh. It's just in my pocket. And I'm like, oh, I got to get this. And that's so cool. All right, check this out. It'd help if I turned the volume up, you fucking idiot. All right, hold on.
All right, take two.
I'm going back in and I'm doing my thing.
Now, you see, if you had a touchscreen, you'd be there already.
Right? Yeah. Fuck. Jesus Christ. All right, here we go.
All right.
Check it out.
Here we go. Oh, nice.
Isn't that the coolest?
How much of the song does it play?
30 seconds.
Dino.
And it, yeah. And I just won't pick up and I'll let it go.
Yeah.
And people look at me. And I'm the coolest guy there, man.
I don't know how
I'm at.
I don't know how well that picked up. I could hear it in the headphones, but just in case you couldn't
make out.
Or just if you don't know what it is and you didn't recognize it. That is the theme song from Denver, The Last Dinosaur.
Yes.
Which was a cartoon I watched as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Did you recently post the intro to that on Facebook?
I did.
Because I know I watched that recently, the intro to that show.
It came to mind. And after... I want to burn the theme onto a CD and play it in my car on repeat.
Really?
I actually assembled a wave in Audacity of this song just playing over and over and over on one track so I can mm-hmm. burn that. And I'm like, do I want the whole song to just loop or just that part? Denver, the last dinosaur. And just.
He's my friend and a whole lot more.
And then it loops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Because how cool would that be? You're at a light and some guy's blasting.
Yeah, you got to crank. You got to get subs and crank the bass up in that thing.
Yeah.
You got to do like a hip hop remix.
Yeah. And I was so excited. I'm like, and then Aldi is like, what are you doing? And I told her and she had to rain on my parade. She's like, but then you look like a pedophile.
What?
Like I'm trying to attract.
There are no people alive who are still children who know what Denver the Last Dinosaur
exactly.
is.
Exactly. So I pretty much brought that up, and I win, yeah. But, yeah.
I'm looking to see if there happens to be a mashup involving Denver the Last Dinosaur. I would love it if there was, like, a Denver the Last Dinosaur theme / Lil Jon something or other.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Denver!
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything.
Oh, it has to happen.
There are a couple remixes on
YouTube.
Oh, my YouTube.
God. I gotta,
Denver
I gotta
the Last Dinosaur remix. This is on YouTube, and it's taking forever to load, of course. So far, there is nothing Denver the Last Dinosaur related here. This is a Queens of the Stone Age song playing with video from Denver the Last Dinosaur. This isn't a remix. This is just a song, a different song with the intro to Denver the Last Dinosaur playing over it. So that's not it. Let's see if this other one. There's another one. Why? Here we go. Motherfucker. It's like every once in a while it does this thing where like it's like you go to a YouTube link and then it somehow redirects and then you can't back out of it because it just keeps going to the same link. I don't know why that happens. Did I just get a virus from YouTube? This is supposedly an actual remix of Denver the Last Dinosaur.
All right.
That was just an intro to the video.
That was it?
Like any good electronic music, it takes forever to get into the fucking song. All right, here's some more Denver. If this is actually it or not.
Yes.
I can kind of imagine the lyrics over it.
Yeah.
He's my friend and a whole lot more. Denver, the last dinosaur. He's my friend and a whole lot more.
It's all electronic, man.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. You can barely hear the melody there. All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
And there's weird, he's putting weird animated GIFs over the video. Like it's showing a video of this playing in Reason 3.0. Mm-hmm. That's apparently what he made it in. And he's got like an animated GIF of superheroes dancing, like Spider-Man and I don't know, a couple other people dancing.
Jesus.
And he's got a picture on there of like a soldier, like a World War II propaganda kind of photo, holding up a tin cup with a smile on his face that says, how about a nice cup of shut the fuck up?
People that make YouTube videos are so dumb.
People are so dumb. Like those fucking t-shirts. There's like seven different kinds of the same t-shirt. Says the same thing with like old timey artwork on it of a guy holding up a mug of beer and it says, beer, helping ugly people get laid since who gives a fuck what year it is. It's different on every shirt, but that's the only thing that changes.
Oh,
people
so
are dumb.
So clever.
I remember when I was a kid, I went into a Spencer's gifts store once where they sell that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Like female body inspector t-shirts that say FBI, female body inspector. And they have like this whole rack of posters of chicks in bikinis. And they have, they also have the greeting cards with the fat fucks in them. Like you open the greeting card, it's like for a birthday, and it's just a giant fat woman who's made out of cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Well, they had this t-shirt. It was just a plain white t-shirt, and then it had a picture of a green Sonic the Hedgehog that looked kind of droopy, and he had like bloodshot eyes, and it was Chronic the Hedgehog.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I could totally picture some faggot in a Rastafarian hat. You know, one of those like crocheted hats with the dread sticking out of it.
Yeah.
And one of those crappy little chin beards.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing that. Yeah, Jesus. Bro. Ha ha. Get it, Chronic.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Was that it?
Denver? I had one other thing.
Okay.
I had a dream the other night and... Lately, I think I brought this up on another show. I haven't been dreaming lately
because
I don't get any sleep. Because the kid wakes up like 2 to 3 times a night, every night.
Never get a chance to get into that dreamy area of sleepy time.
Yeah, but I finally got into one. It's not very exciting.
Okay.
But all I remember was that I was really into Red Bar Radio.
Oh, this is, for anybody who doesn't know, this is my favorite podcast. It's another podcast. It's my favorite one, Red Bar Radio, redbarradio.net.
You
can find it.
Super into it. And
Orion has only heard little bits, but he doesn't really like it that much.
Not digging it. But I was super into it. Like, I was an advocate for it. I was looking to promote it with posters, like offensive posters and shit. And mm-hmm. I had black hair and a leather jacket. And I was also a conspiracy theorist.
Nice.
Simultaneously. I don't know.
That kind of fits because their show was taken over in August. They had this whole takeover thing go on where like everything related to the show got stolen from him.
Yeah.
And it's kind of is like a conspiracy.
And it was really, it was a serious, almost like a nightmare, kind of scary. Like, but I was scaring myself because I was this underground guy that knew about all this shit that was going on. And I wanted to post this propaganda everywhere. Okay. And Head Bar Radio was involved with it. I don't know why. And that's all I remember.
Oh, okay.
Like I was riding through a street.
What was the conspiracy aspect? You don't remember?
That the government was controlling us through subliminal messages, like through television and all that.
So you're out there like, Red Bar Radio's the shit. Also, don't watch TV.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to Red Bar Radio.
Okay.
I'm riding a motorcycle.
Nice. What kind of motorcycle was it? Oh, like a Harley?
Straight up black, no chrome, yeah.
But not like a
but a Harley
crotch guy. Rocket.
No, no. And I was wearing all black except for like a red bandana over my face. I didn't need a helmet. It was badass.
Nice.
But it was just, I know it was just about to get interesting. And
that's the way it always goes, man. Like even, even when I have a dream that I do think is really interesting, it always, they never end at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, they never end.
Yeah.
It's just, if there's one TV show that I could have, you know, create new episodes, it would be My Fucking Dreams.
Yeah.
Because they always end unsatisfactorily.
Yeah. The only thing that pissed me off was, like, I was into this Red Bar Radio thing, mm-hmm. and you were too, but you were into it for, like, the wrong reasons. You didn't know enough. Like, you knew...
What are the wrong reasons?
Well, you didn't really know what they were all about, and
oh,
we were
man.
Drifting...
What were they all about? Were they all about your conspiracy theory stuff?
Yeah.
So Red Bar in your dream was like a conspiracy theory radio.
Yeah.
Like, it was like Alex Jones out there spreading the truth.
Yep. But you liked them for their humor. And I was like, no.
It's not about the nigger jokes. It's about the man. It's about HARP. It's about chemtrails. Yep. All that shit.
And we were drifting apart as friends because you just didn't get it. You thought I was crazy.
I'm sorry I did that to you.
Yeah. I'm not. I was out of my mind.
I haven't had any good dreams, which is funny because I slept like this whole fucking week.
Yeah, nothing good.
I can't think of anything.
God.
I think I had some dream that involved, every once in a while I'll have a sex dream, but it's always like regrettable.
Yeah.
Like I never have like a really great sex dream where there's a hot girl and she wants to bone. Mm-hmm. And it's like the hottest girl I've ever met or a celebrity maybe.
Yeah.
And like, let's get it on. And then we get it on. Like mm-hmm. something always goes wrong. Like...
God,
even if I had that dream, I would wake up before we got to getting it on.
Yeah.
But it's something always goes wrong. And I don't remember any details, but I'm pretty sure I had a dream like that this week where like I had regrettable sex with someone I shouldn't have had sex with.
Oh, God.
And the worst part is like whenever it's like that, when I have the regrettable sex with somebody I shouldn't have had sex with, like I get like I do kind of when I get drunk where mm-hmm. like it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Like I'm so... Like, fuck it. Who cares what's going to happen?
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. I get like that, but I'm sober in the dream.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my dick has taken me over.
Oh, God.
Like, I got to do it. I got to put this in. Stick. And then it's in.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
It's like I know I'm doing evil, but I can't help myself. I've been possessed by a dick demon.
Oh, man.
But usually it's not even that. Usually it's like I'll have a dream where I'm really into this chick. And it seems like it's going to go somewhere, mm-hmm. but like, you know, I've kind of had to play it a certain way. Like it's not like let's bang. It's like, we might bang if I play my cards right and mm-hmm. I'm playing my cards right. And then I wake up or something's wrong with them or something's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I once had a dream. This isn't a sex dream exactly, but I once had a dream. This is fucked up.
Oh no.
I don't remember all the details. It's been a long time, but I remember it because it was fucked up. I had a dream where, and I've had a lot of dreams like this, where I was jerking off
mm-hmm.
and I'm just jerking and jerking and jerking and I can't stop. And then like, I suddenly realize I'm in the room with my whole family. Like we're all sitting, like I'm sitting on the couch and we're all watching TV and they're like looking at me, but I can't stop.
Like you came out of a daydream, but yeah, you're not stopped.
Yeah, I can't stop. Where am I? They're usually like, ah, it's okay. It's perfectly natural. Go ahead and finish. But like, I'm already mortified, but I also can't stop. So I keep going and I end up like coming everywhere. And because it's a dream, it's usually like I'll have I'll come,
yeah,
but it's like weird.
Yeah.
Like it's like really thick and like there's a lot of it. So it's like I'm coming all over the room. And everybody's like, ah, it happens.
Like that goo in Ghostbusters too.
Yeah.
That pink shit. Oh God.
I've had a lot of dreams like that where like I've never had the dream where like I go to school and oops, I'm naked. Yeah. But I have had dreams where like I'm jerking off and I realize I'm at school, you know? That kind of thing.
That sucks.
And I can't stop. That's the worst part. I can't fucking stop. I'm like, put it in my pants and try to save some face.
Oh man. But, yeah, that's,
so that's dream talk
basically
for this week.
It for me. Yeah. No new crushes. I was looking and yeah, chicks aren't appealing to me. I don't know.
Yep. That's a quote
lately.
Chicks aren't appealing to me.
Yeah. lately.
I have no crush of the week this week. No. I actually kind of tried to think about it and, I don't recall seeing any chicks, seeing any babes. Mm. I started watching the show Wilfred.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the whole first season, and there only is one season so far. It stars Elijah Wood, and he's a crazy man who tries to kill himself, and it doesn't work. He like downs a bunch of pills, and he wakes up the next day, and his neighbor brings over her dog, and she wants him to watch it. But the dog is a guy in a dog suit.
Mm.
And so the idea behind the show is kind of like he's the only one who sees this dog as a guy in a dog suit, and they like kind of be pal around, but everybody else sees a dog, so he's like crazy, and it's kind of all about him learning about himself. Like each episode has a name, like conscience or anger or fear.
Yeah,
they're all kind of lesson-y, but not in a bad way.
And it's good.
Yeah, it's sort of about his psyche, I guess.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it.
It sounds weird.
But there are no real babes in that show. Yeah. Like, he has a sister who's I think is pretty, but she was pregnant the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not supposed to be. Like, I kept wondering, are we supposed to know she's pregnant? Because they kept putting things in front of her pregnant belly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every shot, there'd be something in front of it. So I'm like, are they trying to hide it? Because if they're trying to hide it, they're doing a shit job of trying to hide
somebody
it.
Somebody fucked up on the set design.
And then, spoiler alert, in like the last episode, she finds out she's pregnant. So yeah, we weren't supposed to know. This whole time, we weren't supposed to know. But yeah, she's pregnant the whole fucking time.
What a weird show.
Yeah. And his neighbor next door, he's like super into her, the chick that owns the dog.
Yeah.
But she's a little Cameron Diaz-y for me.
Oh man, that was 4 years ago.
Maybe even like a cross between Cameron Diaz and Anna Faris.
Oh, Anna Faris, who's that?
Did you ever see Lost in Translation?
Yes.
She was like celebrity chick. Like when they were in Japan and they met up with this bubbly actress chick promoting a movie.
Okay.
She was in the Scary movies.
Yep.
Yeah. She always looks like she's got a runny nose or something to me. Like she would just have boogers on her upper lip or something. Yeah. I don't know. She looks boogery.
okay. So gross. All right.
Yeah. So no crush of the week this week for me either.
I'm still looking though. Man, need something. So maybe you can make fun of and I can defend.
That's how it goes. We make fun of each other's crushes and try to defend them.
We got
to
do our homework and look for some babes.
Look for some babes. I just didn't encounter any babes this week.
All right. Well, that's all I got, Kyle.
All right. Me too. So as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
You can check out our Facebook or Twitter, facebook.com/idchat and twitter.com/idchat. You can leave us a voicemail, which is a very friendly and nice thing to do, at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you know, if you don't have a phone or you're international, you don't want to make international calls, you can Skype us. The Skype name is Kyle Aldrich, is like KYLE.ALDRICH. So it's not the best Skype name in the world, but there's also a button on the website, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Unless that's still down.
Mm, I don't know.
Whatever. Just call us on the phone, faggots.
Yeah. Don't be so poor.
And you can check us out on the YouTube. You can check out John, my roommate John, and my Let's Play of Super Mario RPG, The Legend of Roadhouse, at youtube.com/itchat.
Yes.
And there's the forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. And send us all your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donate.
Yes.
That button is on the website for sure because I, you know, my priorities, I have them in order. send us money, contact us if you're willing to go to the trouble.
Yeah.
And that's it, right?
That should do it.
All right.
As always, thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word.